Big 550, KTRS St. Louis.
Good afternoon, and welcome to St. Louis's only live morning show on in the afternoon on 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Due to some violent content, parental discretion is advised.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on the rail. But I'm not afraid. This rover.
Wow, I'll never drink another beer.
Beer here.
I'll take 10.
Crossed over, if I ever have a sip, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet.
Yeah.
On the sunny side of the street.
We already have internal bickering in the studio. Well, we can't talk about it. I wish we could.
I do too, yeah. Frank.
It would show how.
Yeah. How what? How yeah. Right Frank and I are?
No, not no. Me. I'm not. I don't think no. It's true. I think the traits are there, but it's not true.
No. You're kind of middle of the road on this. Okay.
We're discussing whether or not somebody who's a she was formerly a he. That's all I can tell you.
Yeah. And I'm convinced.
That's all I can tell you. I can't say anymore. Good afternoon. Welcome to the large morning show in the afternoon. 5:50 on your AM dial. KTRS St. Louis, Missouri. Glad to have you with us. Before we get to the Burke segment.
I hear Michael Jackson was a man before.
That is ridiculous. Oh, you know what I like about this Jackson thing? Is the people who have referred to him having his other voice. And I believe that.
Yeah.
Because there have been a few times in interviews where he kind of slipped and had some volume and his voice dropped a little. That little thing that he does. They say he has another voice, and when he gets mad, he slips and his real voice
goes. Hey, yeah. Don't mess with me.
I believe that.
You know who I am.
Go back and watch old interviews in the Thriller days.
He didn't sound like this. All of a sudden, over the years, he just gave me a soft spoken. Mm-hmm.
He didn't talk like that. Back on the old Mike Douglas show and some of the other shows he and his brothers were on, when they didn't, Dick Clark, they'd interview. I've seen those clips.
And
he had a regular average voice.
And some of his songs, when he sings,
yes.
It's lower.
You know, listen to Thriller or Billie Jean. Yeah.
His voice is higher now than it was when he
and
was
softer.
8 or 9.
That's a good point.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like growls them and stuff.
Yeah. He's worked on this. This is an act he's got going there. Before we get to the Burke segment, last night, it's about 10 minutes after 9 o'clock, got Channel 2 News on, and heard the headlines, that's all I wanted to hear. I made a huge mistake, and I just hit the remote, channel up, and I stopped at Channel 9. If anybody who is listening saw what I'm about to talk about last night, I'm assuming it started at 8 o'clock, because it ended at 10. I picked it up about 10 after 9, and I just kind of felt like I had missed the first hour. I'm assuming it was a two-hour thing. Look at the phones. Somebody did. My wife walked in the room where I was watching TV, and she said, "How come you're not watching whatever it was she had been watching in the kitchen?" And I said, "Whatever you do, don't look at the TV." I said, "Leave the room and don't look at the TV. You will not be able to stand it." I saw footage last night. Look at these phones. Other people did too. It was the most disturbing television I have ever seen in my life. And I didn't even know that this footage existed. I've seen stills. I've seen some sort of footage of people marching. And there was a Holocaust documentary on last night. It was almost impossible to watch. And when it was over, I was going to call and order the DVD. But I don't think I could watch it again.
I think this is the one I talked about.
Frontline was the PBS show.
Yes.
I have never before seen the graphic bodies and burials.
Pitchforked and stuff. Throwing at pits.
With bulldozers.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
And being carried. But I mean, nothing was censored. Nothing was left out. It was the most disturbing thing I've ever seen. And anybody who says there was no Holocaust, that it was made up, you need to be put in a mental institution for the rest of your lives. Wow. And I'll tell you something else. Anybody, any kid who wears a swastika, we really ought to pass a law that this is a country of freedom of speech, but we need to have some exclusions in the law. If you wear a swastika, any American citizen has the right to punch you in the face as hard as they want to and can't be charged with assault. These kids that wear these swastikas, they have no idea what that represents.
Yeah, it ought to come under the umbrella of a racial slur, you know, some kind of a federal hate crime.
It is
or
the,
something.
That those Nazis, the sick
the piles of teeth and the piles of shoes.
Oh yeah,
I mean,
the sorting of the possessions and you're right, and the false teeth.
They were the sickest bunch of people ever to live on this earth. And it wasn't one guy, you know, it wasn't just Hitler. It took a lot of people to carry out and follow through. Why somebody didn't just turn on and shoot Hitler in the head and say, we're not going to follow these orders anymore. This is the most unbelievable, inhumane.
Well, and
the narrator was reading, and I missed the first part, he apparently was reading from a diary, a description of what had happened in these various places, and they showed this footage. This footage was shot by, some of it was shot by Russian cameramen, some shot by, I think, Nazi soldiers that had cameras that wanted to capture these really great images of them killing these people. And the expressions on these people's faces, people who looked like skeletons.
They were hollow.
Yeah, that's right.
And I don't know why I never really knew if it was true about the skin for lampshades, but it was true.
Sure it was.
Oh.
And I never really knew if that was some exaggeration.
No, and the terrible medical experiments, and I can't remember the name of that chief physician that Hitler had, but...
Mengele.
Yes, and then Heinrich, wasn't it Heinrich Himmler?
Yeah.
That was in charge of the SS. That was like Hitler's right-hand guy, who, from the atrocities that were committed, he came up with a lot of them. He was the devil walking on the earth.
Boy, this was unbelievable.
And that's what's so outrageous about that that dopey Indian professor from the University of Colorado who said he doesn't worry about the Twin Towers being knocked down with those 3,000 people because all they were a bunch of little Heinrich Himmlers in there anyway. He called all those victims in those towers. And he still has his job as a professor at the University of Colorado.
Well, you want a liberal voice, don't you, at the university level?
We'll take some of these calls before we get the Burke segment, but I have to tell you that years ago I used to work for a guy, and he may be listening, and I don't want him to call if he's listening, because I don't want to open up this can of worms, but when I worked for him, we go to lunch one day, and we went out to the parking garage, and I said, I'll drive. Who's my boss? I'm trying to, you know, kind of kiss up. I'll drive to lunch. And he walked over to my car, and he wouldn't get in it. It was a Volkswagen.
Oh.
And he was Jewish. And he said, I won't ride in that car. And I said,
can you blame him?
I said, well, no, because apparently there's some immediate family history that is so painful. And that was, and look, I'm not, look, this is a different time and a different, you know, to say that you shouldn't buy a Volkswagen would be ridiculous now. But what it meant to him was it was so symbolic of Hitler, he wouldn't ride in it. He would not ride in a German car. He said, I'll drive. We took his Cadillac and we went to lunch. And I didn't get it. I was 23 years old and I really didn't get it. I didn't understand how powerful that was.
I just think as a parent and also working in the schools, you know, I just really think it's important that every person see as much as they possibly can about the Holocaust and educate our children, because otherwise these atrocities can and in some ways have, in smaller scales, they'll occur again.
Well, this will never happen because there'd be too much outrage and objection to it, but anybody who I would say is 16 or over literally should be forced to watch what I watched last night. Two hours of your life, watch what human beings are capable of.
Just back to that little thing I said. It was Adolf Eichmann, not Heinrich Himmler, but he was the same, you know,
he's the guy
in the same group of friendly guys.
Well, there have been a couple of movies about his trial, too. Eichmann, right?
Mm.
That was a huge trial. But that's it. I wondered if anybody else stumbled on it and was as horrified as I was. And she walked through the room a couple of times, and I know her well enough to know. I said, don't even stop and look at the TV. I said, you won't be able to stand what I'm looking at. And she didn't. She wouldn't stop.
I'm surprised you haven't seen that stuff before. They've been showing that stuff for 30 years.
Not footage like this.
Yeah, they have. Yeah.
I didn't say they haven't shown it. I said I haven't seen like this.
And it's not a Hollywood piece. Understand? I mean, it is real footage that was either protected or discovered or released or what have you. But it is authentic footage.
If I got graphic enough to describe what I saw last night, this show, you'd have to turn the show off. I've seen pictures. I've seen marching. I've seen marching into the showers. I've seen crying. I've seen pushing and beating. But I've never seen this. It's horrible, I hope we don't raise a generation of kids who don't even know what the heck we're talking about or what they're looking at when they look at that swastika.
That was what was so outrageous about it was his Prince Harry, not Harry,
yeah.
Was it Harry?
Yeah. The younger
had
one.
Had that swastika at that party dancing with the swastika.
They should have cut off the arm that
really?
Had it on it. Cut off his arm that had it on it. Take a couple quick calls here. Hello, Bonnie, how are you?
Hi, it's interesting that you're making this point right now. It is new footage, although we've all seen some. It has not been this horrific as far as we knew it. But I do want to tell you and your listeners that tomorrow night, Thursday night, there will be our Holocaust Remembrance. And once a year, the Jewish community puts on the Holocaust Remembrance. Tomorrow night, it's going to be at a synagogue called BSKI, Brith Shalom Knesset Israel. It's at 1107 Linden, which is off Clayton Road between Hanley and Brentwood on the left side. It's going to be on the south side of the street. There is a stop sign there. It's 1107 Linden. If you need more information, it's 725-6230. It's free. And Whitney Harris, the attorney that prosecuted them, will be speaking. He's a St. Louisian, and he does speak with us often, and he will bring to mind once again how horrendous it was.
All right, Bonnie.
One other thing.
All right.
One of the ladies said on your program just now that she wishes every child could be taught it, and at our Jewish Federation building, on our Jewish campus, our Jewish Federation, our Jewish Community Center campus off Schutz Road, just west of Lindbergh, there is a Holocaust Center. And they, too, will be free, and there are docents who explain it, and there is even money for bringing them here. They come from all over Missouri and Illinois in school buses. The number there is 432-0020. And you're right, the kids should be taught so that it never happens again.
Okay, Bonnie, thank you for the call.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right, let's go to Paul. Hello, Paul.
Hi, guys. Not to belittle the subject matter, but I am AM and the PM.
Oh, that's okay.
Actually, Frank, I did the same thing. I stumbled onto it last night as I was flipping through the channel, and it just so happened it was at the time that my 13-year-old son, was sitting at the table enjoying a bowl of cereal before he went to bed.
Yeah. My kids do that too.
We continued to watch it. He asked to watch it. It was at a pretty horrific moment when I flipped to it. But what I have to say is that I won't disagree that it was new footage, but I saw footage like that growing up in school in the Francis Howell School District. I'm going to say around 5th or 6th grade, Frank. I don't know if any other callers can confirm that, but it was on the old film strips, you know, the big film strips they wheeled the AV cart in, and I want to say that we did have to obtain special, you know, a permission slip or something like that to sit and watch it, but as soon as I flipped it and saw the footage, saw just one image on the TV, I knew that I had seen like footage before.
Yeah, I think this footage is new footage. Now, there may be similar stuff that's been shown over the years, but I think this is something they've discovered, and they discovered the writings that went along to describe what happened or something, because it was Very powerful.
In terms of being horrific, you're absolutely right. There are no words that can describe it. Mm-hmm. And actually, I guess there were, you know, I had two avenues to approach, which was, you know, not let him watch it or watch it and talk about it, mm-hmm. as it was, you know, going
well,
on.
So. Well, what people have to understand is it's not impossible, and it's not... Don't think for a minute that we've come to a place in the world where this could never happen again.
No, absolutely not. That's why it's important.
If that many people can carry out orders that are that despicable and that inhumane, that many people may very well be capable for some other leader to do that stuff to us.
Just the faces of the SS guards, and mm-hmm. I don't know if you saw the segment where they marched some of the German women out, mm-hmm. they were talking about these women had actually volunteered from in town. They weren't even part of the German army, weren't even forced to be there, and were participating in this. So
yeah.
I think that speaks volumes about what human beings are capable
of. And you know what? That's the other thing that I had never seen before. I had never seen footage of women, and there were lots of women, participating in this massacre. I had never seen that.
Right.
There was always men with guns and clubs and whatever, but there were a lot of women in there. All right, Paul, thank you for the call.
Thank you.
All right. Okay, what we're going to do, we're going to change the pace and change the mood a little bit, because I have somebody on the phone I want you to meet, and then we will get back to your calls, I promise. And we'll get to the Burke segment, but I want you to say hello to Terry. Are you there?
Yeah. Hey, how's it going?
Good. Is it Yobby?
It's Yobby.
Yobby.
Yeah.
Terry Yobby. What part of town are you in?
I'm in Granite City.
All right. What do you do for a living?
I work at Shop and Save as a meat clerk.
Okay. The reason I have you on, and we had somebody on, I believe, yesterday or the day before, you are a success story from the Easy Way Auricular Therapy Reflex Therapy Stop Smoking Clinic.
Yes, I am.
All right. How long since you've had a cigarette?
It's been about a little over 2 months now.
Wow. Hey.
Yeah, baby.
Good for you, Terry.
Now, how much did you smoke?
About a pack and a half, 2 packs a day. You know, if you would go out on the weekends, usually it's a little bit more than that, but about a pack and a half a day, roughly.
Did you need a booster session, or did you do it on
I just had my booster about 2 weeks ago. I went in to get it. I was kind of, you know, thinking about maybe smoking one more, so I figured it better be on the safe side and get the booster done, and I haven't had a crave since, so
well,
it worked out pretty good.
Again, we have to restate for the people who don't think it can possibly be true, it's about 20 minutes of your time. Why don't you just tell me, you tell them, well, first of all, did it hurt?
No.
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 How would you describe what they did to you?
The best way that I can describe it is it's more like an acupuncture type of session with a few pressure points on your ear and on your nose and the tip of your nose, and it's just feels like a little bit of pressure applied on it, and got a little soothing music in the background, and about 10 minutes out of your time, and then you leave there and don't have another crave for a cigarette. I really don't know exactly how it works, but I know it does work.
Yeah, and that's the tough part.
Then a few days afterwards, you're thinking, you know, I should be smoking a cigarette right now, but you really have no urge or no crave to do so. It's strange, but it's true.
All right. Well, I think the magic point is about 3 months or two-thirds of the way there, and I hope you're part of the 80% that does quit.
Oh, I hope so.
All right. Well, Terry, thank you for talking with us, and good luck.
Hey, no problem. You guys have a good day now.
You too.
All right, bye.
All right, that's Terry Yobby. I don't know him. I've never met him, but his was another name among many of people that said, absolutely, I'll be happy to talk about my experience with Easy Way. So now you've heard from him, somebody who's actually done it. The rest is up to you. If you smoke and you want to quit, here's the number, 314-843-EASY.
Neither Business Week nor its licensees are licensed financial advisors, registered investment advisors, or registered broker-dealers. Trading securities can involve high risk and the loss of any funds invested. What do thousands of successful investors know that you don't? Find out at a free Business Week Investor Education event coming to your area. You'll discover how everyday investors like you can learn how to take control of their lives and attain financial freedom. Let me emphasize that Business Week Investor Education is not just for financial experts. It's for anyone who would like to generate more income, increase their net worth, and master their financial destiny. Does that sound like you? If so, I urge you to attend this free event. Write down this number, 1-800-INVESTING. Call now
and get a free gift when you attend. Call 1-800-INVESTING. 1-800-INVESTING.
Sunset Ford is staging an all-out assault. Every car, every truck, even pre-owned vehicles. Now get 2.9 financing with no money down on pre-owned vehicles only at Sunset Ford. Yes, 2.9 with no money down. Choose a quality certified Taurus or Mustang and save thousands. Sunset Ford made a special purchase of 30 Cream Puff 04 Taurus SEs and SESs. Now just $11,990 or $215 a month. That's $215 a month for an 04 Taurus. Sunset Ford also made a special purchase of 10 like new 04 Mustang convertibles. Now just $18,499 or $331 a month. These vehicles are all quality checked with 115-point inspection and certified with a 6-year, 75,000-mile factory warranty. And qualified buyers get low 2.9 Ford financing for 60 months with no money down. Sunset also has 250 pre-owned vehicles on sale. So hurry to Sunset Ford on Gravois, Lindbergh, and in Waterloo, Illinois.
Don't close the deal till Sunset.
Sunset Ford.
See dealer for details.
Have you been fooled into calling a mortgage company about a 3 or 4% home loan only to find out it's not fixed for 30 years and you'd have to be a Rockefeller to qualify? This is Bob Ellman, president of Golden Oak Lending. When you call us, you'll never be deceived. We'll let you know where you stand regardless of your credit history. And we'll get you the lowest possible rate fixed without any out-of-pocket expense.
This is Steve Flowers, vice president of Golden Oak Lending. Bob's right. Don't be deceived. We can compute your individual credit score within 5 minutes and qualify you for your best possible rate.
We deal with hundreds of lenders nationwide, so if you thought you couldn't, 567-GOLD.
Get a lower payment, put money in your pocket, and pay off your credit cards. Call 314-567-GOLD.
Golden Oak Lending, choice by blue.
Apply online at goldenoaklending.com or call 567-GOLD.
Do you have insomnia? If so, you may be able to participate in a clinical research study of an investigational medication. Radiant Research is currently conducting a clinical research study on an investigational medication for insomnia. Qualified participants will receive investigational medication and study-related exams at no cost and may be compensated up to $200 for time and travel. For more information, call Radiant Research at 636-CALL-NOW. That's 636-CALL-NOW. If you're having difficulty sleeping or staying asleep throughout the night, you may have insomnia. To find out if you qualify for this clinical research study on insomnia, call Radiant Research now at 636-CALL-NOW. That's 636-CALLNOW. Radiant Research, 636-CALL-NOW. That number again to see if you qualify, 636-CALL-NOW. That's 636-CALLNOW.
Hi, this is Joe Forshaw with Forshaw of St. Louis. When you decide to make an investment in new patio furniture, the smartest move is to shop around for the best price and quality you can find. So when you are ready to make the rounds, make your last stop Forshaw. Our one-acre showroom is filled with Tropitone, Lloyd Flanders, Woodard, and Brown Jordan. We want your business, and we won't be undersold. Come in this week and get a 50% discount on any patio umbrella purchased with an outdoor dining set. That could be a savings of up to $200. Five-piece Lion Shaw aluminum dining sets start at just $4.99. And don't miss our stunning new selection of barbecue grills. LP or natural gas models start beautifying your outdoors. Forshaw now brings natural beauty inside with custom fabricated granite countertops. You'll be thrilled with our pricing on this wonderful enhancement to your home. Nothing renews a tired kitchen like a shimmering piece of granite. Remember, for the best in outdoor living and the beauty of granite indoors,
there's no other store like Forshaw.
825 South Lindbergh, just north of Highway 40.
Sims is located on Manchester Road, east of Brentwood Boulevard.
At Sims, we like being serious about clothing. Making the right first impression is serious business. To put it all together, at Sims, you'll find the lowest prices on an impressive collection of this season's suits, coats, slacks, blouses, dresses, and accessories, all designer and brand names in petite, missy, and women's sizes. For example, well-known designer $220 women's suits at Sims, $99. Made in Italy, $400 wool and cashmere blend coats at Sims, $199. This is Marcy Sims. Seriously, if you're new to shopping Sims, some surprises await you, the educated consumer. Over 200 designer and brand names in this season's current styles, all at off price. Sims, where an educated consumer is our best customer.
Sims is located on Manchester Road, east of Brentwood Boulevard.
On one hand, I'm kind of sorry that I did that to you folks, but I'm really not sorry because I really do think it's real important that people know that happened, and that's it. We can turn this now any direction you want. We will get to the Burke segment. We'll get a lot of calls here, so I'd like to take a few. Hello, Kevin. How are you?
Hi, Frank. How are you?
Doing great.
Hey, I was listening to you, and I just wanted to call. I don't know if a lot of people know, and I don't know a lot about it, but I know my grandfather, before he came over here to the States, was in Hitler's SS Army.
Wow.
And it wasn't voluntary. His family was threatened and would have been killed if he didn't join.
Well, that's the new pope was a Hitler youth.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they said you had to be mm-hmm. one. It's like you better become one. You know?
Right. I mean, I wouldn't be here if he wouldn't have joined. I don't know if that's good or bad. But, yeah, he was actually buried alive for 3 days in an air bombing and survived that. And ironically, when I was over serving in Iraq, he died. So it's kind of ironic that I was over, you know.
Yeah, that's,
I don't know.
You know what, that's
kind of hard to talk about. I don't know too much about it.
But that's a real tough call when somebody says, you will participate or right in front of you, I'm going to kill your family.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, whoa, this is a tough spot to be in.
Exactly. Right. It just kind of hit me when you said, you know, that, you know, the people are capable of these atrocities. And granted, a lot of them did it voluntarily, but then a lot of them didn't also. So.
But it just seems to me that with as many people standing around with guns, there are only a few who are the real higher-ups. Why couldn't all of those people have said, we're not doing
this,
turn those guns on the people in charge?
Well, that's why also there's been talk forever about the inmates of those camps when they first got there. There's obviously thousands and thousands more of those people that could have, like, rushed the guards,
right.
You know, and only a few hundred of them would have been killed, but they would have gotten out. And that's always been the question, why didn't they do that? Well, until you walk in my moccasins.
Right.
Yeah. You know?
Yep.
Right. If you're up in front of the line and they go, okay, rush them.
Yeah. Then you start dropping back behind the line. Yeah.
Well, and I think they all tried to live with a little element of hope.
Hey, Kevin, thank you for the call.
Thank you.
Okay.
That
they
couldn't believe that all of a sudden their
the
communities
Americans
were
or
being...
somebody wouldn't have come.
Well, or that at some point, you know, the Nazis would say, okay, we're finished with your possessions.
Right.
We're finished with your family. We're going to let you reunite.
Yeah.
I really don't think they understood that when they got on those trains, they were either going to a death camp or they were going to be shot along the track.
Yeah, they thought they were going to probably like a camp where we put the Japanese Americans during
relocated.
World War II. You just stay here until the war is over kind of thing.
Yeah.
But,
they had no idea.
All right, what I would like to do is end this, okay? But I'm going to leave that up to the listeners. We're done. I don't want to turn this into a history lesson. I don't want to turn it to anything real heavy. I just think it's important to... call attention to the fact that this Frontline show is out there. It exists. You can order it if you want to see it, and you may not want to see it, but I just thought it was important. So the rest is up to you folks. We're not gonna take it any further unless you do.
Is that what the show is called, Frontline?
Frontline is a PBS
show.
Regular show.
Oh,
it was
okay.
called, I think it was called Memory of the Camps or something like that, something close to that. All right, on to whatever else. Hello, Jim. How are you?
Hello, Frank. I just wanted to tell you about, I was watching TV the other night on Channel 9,
mm-hmm.
and it's about the invasion of Okinawa.
Mm-hmm.
And you talk about some nuts, the Japs over there, what they did with those kamikazes, there were 10,000 sailors killed in that invasion of Okinawa.
Mm-hmm.
They had...
hey, Jim.
These kamikaze planes,
yeah.
And every American, and my kids, everybody, I'm from World War II, should have to see that and see what our guys did to keep it so these nuts can go out in these streets of ours and demonstrate and not get locked up.
Okay. Jim, thank you for the call.
You ought to see that.
All right.
Hey, Frank, it's on again Friday night at 9 o'clock.
What is?
This program.
The Okinawa invasion.
The Okinawa invasion.
Okay.
It's on at 9 o'clock on Channel 9 on Friday.
Okay. Thank you, Jim.
Thank you, sir.
All right. With all due respect to Jim, I don't want to turn this into the History Channel. I just really don't. It's not what this show is about. What?
Why don't we have Dan talk to these people off the air and say if you want to talk about the Holocaust or World War II, we're not doing anymore.
You know what? And if everybody, that's what everybody wants, though, I'll let them drive the show. Let's go to, I think up next is Gil. Hello, Gil.
Hey, Frank, I'm Am and the Fam.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Okay, what I was going to say is Holocaust related, but not nearly as deep.
All right.
So mine is it's a movie suggestion.
The Pianist?
No, that's incredible. It's not up to that caliber, but
okay.
It's called The Gray Zone.
Okay.
G-R-E-Y. It's got, you know, David Arquette.
Sure.
Goofy. He plays an extremely serious role. And the entire movie, it's a true story. It revolves around, you know, the concentration camps, but when the camps came in, basically it was the Jews themselves that did the cremation, and they were given special rights and, you know, good food and everything else, and it's their story from the camp.
Yeah. Okay. The Gray Zone.
Gray Zone.
All right. Thank you, Gil.
All right.
Okay. I'm going to turn it in another direction, and then if you people turn it back, that's up to you. Tonight is a huge TV night. Tonight may be one of the biggest TV nights
I know
to come along in a long time. We got American Idol. We got the ABC documentary that's going to turn American Idol inside out.
Mm-hmm.
We got Pat O'Brien going on with Dr. Phil.
Yeah.
Dr. Phil, who's going to do nothing but sit there and say what everybody already knows.
You're out of control.
Yeah. You're out of control.
What are you doing?
Phil, Pat, you know.
What are you doing?
You know better than to call and leave on a tape machine obscene messages, don't you? That's right, Dr. Phil. I do know better now. Do you think you found direction? Do you think you finally, you see, you made, you know, you're the only one, only you can control this, Pat. Dr. Phil, you're so right. You're right. There's the whole show.
Yeah.
Okay, there's the show for you. But it's a big, and if we're missing anything, because that's three, mm-hmm. and I don't know which one's overlapping on the same time. Here's my priority list. The ABC thing is top. That's a top priority for me. That documentary.
What
because
time?
We read.
You know, I think we can see them all. I think the Dr. Phil thing comes on at 7.
7, 8, and 9.
I think.
I know American Idol
American
Idol,
American Idol is 8, and at 9 o'clock prime time. So
oh,
I think we're
oh, that's
be able
on
to
at
9.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Woohoo! Normally not a TV junkie, but tonight.
Oh, tonight, yeah.
And the lowest priority is the Pat O'Brien thing because you just know that, I don't know, he's not going to. No, there's no bombshell going to come out there. Hello, Larry. How are you? Larry, this is where you talk.
Not even close, Dan. This is Bob.
It's what?
Bob.
Well,
Bob.
It says Larry. Oh.
There was Larry on there before.
Man. Now, Dan's got you down as Larry, Bob. Well, that's close. B-O-B-L-A-R-R-Y. That's close. How can we help you there, Bob?
I can see the confusion there, yeah.
What can we do for you?
Well, I called to talk about the show you watched on Channel 9 last night. I saw the same thing, and you know, I know you want to go in a different direction, but I was on hold there. So, you know, I agree with the other caller that I think I saw something like that when I was in high school. Like I said, it may not be the exact same footage, but I remember with the soldiers standing there with the newspaper with the date on it and everything showing it has actually happened then, and you know, it was horrible, like you say. But you know, when you're watching it, and some of the people throwing the bodies in the pit were those SS troops themselves. You know, they were making them do that. They brought all the town officials in to see everything that was going on. And
right.
You know, none of the people that were, you know, handling the bodies or anything didn't have no protective gear on, no face mask or no gloves or nothing like
Mm-mm.
that. So, you know, they were feeling, you know, the horrible mess of it all. And I think it was good that, you know, they didn't allow them to wear gloves if that was the case, you know.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. Bob,
anyway, AM and the PM.
Thank you, Bob.
Anyway.
Hallelujah. Off we go to Jerry. Hello, Jerry.
Hey, Frank. AM and the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Now, what about Revelations? I didn't hear you say Revelations for tonight.
What are you talking about?
No, that new show. Well,
I don't even know.
That miniseries about the end of days?
I don't know any of that? No, I don't even know about it.
Oh, well, it's got Bill Pullman is some kind of professor, and I can't remember the lady's name. Should know her, but it's a real familiar face. She's a nun that goes around trying to find the next coming of Christ. I think it's the third or fourth in a series of six.
So what is it? A documentary? What is it?
No. It's fiction. It's theoretically, I guess, the biblical account of the end of days and all the events leading up to it and stuff.
Yeah, well, is it on a regular broadcast channel?
Yeah,
it's NBC.
NBC at 8 o'clock.
Right.
Well, I have to tell you, Jerry, quite frankly, I don't think you can put the end of the world in the category with a documentary on American Idol.
No.
It's just not as important. It's just not as big a deal.
You're absolutely right. Please forgive me.
That's all right. Thank you, Jerry.
Take care.
Yeah. What's what
thinking?
Is he? I don't know.
What the heck is he?
Some
thinking?
People.
End of the world. We'll get to that later.
That movie. That
Let's tear Paula Abdul apart first.
That movie that everybody's talking about that they've seen in school. Somebody called and said that they believe it's called Night in Fog, and
you know,
it was shown in the schools in the 70s and
okay.
in the 80s.
This was Memory of the Camps. I'm almost positive that was the name. So Night of the Fog.
Night in Fog.
How come we don't show it now?
Well, you know what? I was just going to say...
Let's don't go too long on this.
Right, okay. But I was thinking, you know, as a kid, I do remember seeing a film similar to this, and I also remember in either middle school, and I believe it was high school, watching the original black and white Tale of Two Cities that showed him at the guillotine in the French Revolution, and it was all part of the history deal. Well, you know, and then we were shown all of that, and then all of a sudden we had, I don't know, 10, 15 years, 20 years maybe, where you couldn't show anything. And now we're back to showing stuff, but it has to be G-rated, or if you are showing anything in school districts beyond a G-rated film, you have to get parental permission.
I think they're doing a very smart thing, because I think that they went for a long time not wanting to show it to keep German-American relationships okay, but now they don't want anybody to forget that this really happened.
That's
you
right.
know?
We have to have a little time, a gap
yeah,
there.
Yeah.
Let's go to John. Hello, John.
Hello, everybody.
John,
hey,
everybody.
John.
Hey, John.
I'm just listening. Is this open phone Wednesday?
It's absolutely open line Wednesday.
Okay. Hey, just want to relay a little thing what happened to me over the weekend.
Uh-huh.
Driving down the road, and the wife decides, you know, we need to go to Walmart and pick up a few things. So bebopping there, and I'm being the obedient husband. I'm just kind of following behind my wife, as most husbands do, and letting her lead the way.
Not me, man. Go ahead.
So we're in the cleaning section. You know, we're pick up detergent and this and that and the other. And normally I don't pay attention to what's playing on the overhead and the radio and stuff. But all of a sudden, I happen to hear it, and I just had to start singing it out loud. It was that song, I Got My Mind Made Up. I got a thinking problem.
Oh, David Ball.
And I'm singing at the top of my lungs, and my wife just immediately left me and went to another section, and I'm just singing away, having a good time. At that point, everything was great.
Well, I think you were singing the wrong lyrics. I don't think he says I got my mind made up. I think
what is
he
it?
Says yes, I
Come
am.
Come on, Dan.
I
Join
admit
in.
I've got a thinking problem. Yeah.
I never heard that song played in public at all until that day, and it was just great. It made the whole evening perfect.
Mm. It's a great song, and if you had called here 5 years ago, the other guy who used to work here would have had it playing.
No, he would have had it on.
Oh,
yeah.
I think all of St. Louis should join in.
All right. Thank you, John.
All right, bye.
All right. And one quick hit before we break. That'll be Sherry. Hello, Sherry.
Yes.
Hello, Sherry.
Hello.
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 Sherry, this is where you talk.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Yeah, hi.
You know what, Sherry?
I just want to make a comment about this auricular therapy. I think it's great. I've been quit smoking now for 4 weeks.
Good for you.
Way to go.
I love it.
All right.
To me, it was well worth it.
All right.
Well worth the money and everything.
All right. Well,
so,
okay.
Hey.
Thank you for that,
That's all
Sherry.
I wanted to say.
Okay, thank you.
All right.
Now, what are the chances? Two Sherrys back
really?
To back? Let's try this real quick. Hello, Sherry.
Hello, Frank.
How are you?
I love your show.
Thank you very much.
I just wanted to make one comment. When I was driving home, I had to pull over and call about the program last night because it was different than any other thing I've ever seen about the Holocaust.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing that bothered me was where they showed the people sleeping on barbed wire.
Oh.
I don't know if you saw that.
No, I did see it. And they were talking about how these people had gone without food and sleep, and that many of them, and they showed one of the beds. They made beds of barbed wire. And
right.
They made them sleep nude on barbed wire. It was
and surrounded them with barbed wire.
Yeah, it was
so they,
beyond belief.
They moved, right.
Yeah.
I could not believe that.
Yeah,
so that's all I had a comment about, because I've never seen anything like that before.
No,
so.
Me either. It got me. It rattled me pretty good last night.
And if anybody ever says that did not happen,
there it is.
Well, they're morons.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Thank you, Sherry.
Okay, that's all I wanted to say. Thanks.
All right. Next hour, we're going to turn the corner. We'll turn the corner and go somewhere else here. I hope before too long I can publicly congratulate somebody that I know who is in the process of having an engagement ring made up at Genovese for his bride-to-be. Okay, it's me. Okay. It's me. It's for my next wife. I'm going to go ahead and get it now. This is called planning ahead. You know the Boy Scout motto, be prepared?
Yeah.
I'm having an engagement ring made up.
Beautiful.
Just in case I get the opportunity to get a second wife.
Oh, anything can happen. That's smart.
Yeah. I'm going to carry it around.
Day to day.
And I'll be ready. As soon as she kicks me out,
I'm
ready to go. Yeah, I'm ready. What?
Nothing.
No, what'd you say?
The brakes fail?
You said brakes could fail.
If his wife's car's brakes fail,
I go from saying I'll be kicked out to you having me murdering her, my wife.
No,
that's the most disgusting.
Yeah.
That's the sickest thing.
Fail.
On their trip to the Grand Canyon.
Yeah, that's sick.
I think Ian's going to go cut the brake line.
Yeah, that's sick. If it happens, it'll be because she kicks me out. That's
tonight, probably, the way you're going.
Probably tonight.
And then his brakes will fail.
Yeah. And I'm going to have that ring ready from Genovese. Actually, there is somebody who's going to have a tremendous surprise for his bride-to-be when he presents her with that. And they had actually picked out a ring at another store that I won't mention. And it's a friend's son, and she had called me and said, do you think we should go there? And I said, absolutely. And once they went to Genovese, like a lot of people, they were astounded that they could get more ring for actually a little less money and better quality. That's what happens when you go to Genovese. Michael Genovese Custom Jewelers. They're in Creve Coeur on Olive, about a half mile west of 270. Open Monday through Saturday, closed on Sunday. And I don't know what else to tell you except please don't let the store scare you away. They actually close Sunday and Monday. I'm sorry, they close Sunday and Monday, but open Saturdays till 4:30. Don't let the building scare you away, because you may have a tendency to think, whoops, that's too nice for me. Go in there. You're in there 2 minutes. It'll be like old home week, like you've known them forever, and they'll take great care of you. Michael Genovese, Custom Jewelers.
Hi, this is Dan Strauss. Do you have a 401k, IRA, or other retirement plan you need guidance with? Talk to my friends Mark Reardon and Jason Becker at Stifel Nicolaus. Mark and Jason can help you with all your retirement planning needs. First, they'll meet with you during a complimentary consultation to review your current holdings and to discuss your goals and objectives. They'll work with you to develop an overall plan that's tailored to meet your specific needs and long-term goals. If you're retiring or changing jobs, you may soon be faced with decisions regarding your employer-sponsored retirement plan. Mark and Jason can explain the various options and help make a decision regarding your lump sum distribution. There's no obligation to meet with Mark and Jason, and if you are already working with an investment professional, they are happy to offer a second opinion on your portfolio. For your free no obligation consultation, contact Mark and Jason today at 636-939-2676 or visit their website at markandjason.com. Stifel Nicolaus, member SIPC and New York Stock Exchange.
One application of Bayer Advanced season-long grub control eliminates grubs all season long. It's like creating a force field on your lawn, impenetrable to grubs.
All right, you maggot.
We're grubs, sir.
I meant grubs. We're going to eat that whole lawn today. Let's show them we're not spineless.
We are spineless, sir.
Whatever. Let's eat.
Get the grubs before they get your lawn. Bayer Advanced season-long grub control with Merit. The number one choice of professionals. Better science, better results. Now you can get rid of lawn weeds plus crabgrass in one easy step with Bayer Advanced All-in-One Weed Killer. Brands like Max and 2X require two products and twice the work to get the same results. All-in-One leaves you more time to enjoy your lawn.
Hey, neighbor, beautiful lawn.
Thanks.
No weeds or crabgrass? What'd you use?
Bayer Advanced All-in-One Weed Killer. What'd you use?
Concrete.
Two types of weeds, one simple solution. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. In a blue bottle.
Yes, I admit I've got a thinking problem. She's always on my mind. Her memory goes round and round.
There it is.
I've tried to attempt it.
All right, here we go, right here.
Everybody.
Yes, I admit I've got a thinking problem. Build a line up to the top.
Great song. David Ball. All right, back of the phones. Got a couple minutes to play before we work our way to the news, top of the hour. Hello, Steve.
Hello, Frank. I don't want to belabor the point too much, but let's remember pretty much the same thing as the Holocaust happened in Cambodia. It happened in China at the hands of the Japanese. It happened in Russia at the hands of Stalin. And it's happening today in Africa. So I sometimes wonder why we hear so much about the Holocaust still, but we don't hear about any of the other stuff that's going on in Africa right now. I mean, today, right now. Why, if we're so inflamed about the Holocaust, why aren't we doing anything about the situation in Africa? Basically, they're not Northern Europeans, and basically there's no money involved for the United States.
Okay, I don't have the answer to that, and this is not the show that is smart enough to analyze it, but thank you for the call.
All right.
All right, yeah. We're not equipped to discuss actually much of anything when you think about it. What's time? Yeah, I got time to do this, I think. I told you yesterday I'm driving an old car, and I'm going to ask you real quickly because we've got about a minute. What do you think it is if you get in a car that's over, I'd say, 15 years old? What do you think the one thing is that you notice that cars have now that they don't have? And it becomes so obvious so quickly.
Seatbelts?
No. The cars had seatbelts like 30 years ago.
Yeah.
This car happened to be 28 years old, but it would happen to you if you got in a car that was probably 20 years old.
Power windows?
The ding?
No, it's got power windows.
Ding,
no,
ding,
no, you know what it is?
Ding.
Cup holders. All cars now have cup holders. No car had a cup
holder.
Isn't
that frustrating?
I get in there today, and I've got a cup of Crystal Light. I don't know where to set it. There's no, and you go, hey, where are the cup holders? No cup holders.
Remember those cup holders you'd buy and you'd
hang them on the window?
Right. Yeah.
like the old curb service trays.
Yeah. Yeah.
They were plastic, and they had a...
You can still get those.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you don't need them. Cars have cup holders.
Yeah.
But that is and it's not any other feature. It's that, because, some of the cars still had... power windows and cigarette lighters, obviously, and most of the same stuff.
It always strikes me when I look at an old car, I peek into an old car, and see those big old knobs sticking, those big metal knobs, radio knobs, and all the other knobs sticking out of the dashboard.
The other thing that you miss when you're driving and you look up, any car today has a temperature readout. Most cars, no car had that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you just... held your hand out the window, hey, it's hot, or it's cold, or whatever. Thomas Coffee, I'm having a cup right now. Here, I'll prove it. Hang on here.
Me too.
Why don't you take a sip of yours?
Ooh, okay.
Right. Nothing like time out for a good cup of coffee.
You got that right.
Who was
that?
I just finished
You
mine.
Got that right. That was Tom Charlevoix.
Oh.
Yeah. Now, you know what's really neat and it's fun? We've never tried it. You take a sip, I take a sip,
okay.
And then we touch our tongues together.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. It's a neat sensation.
Okay.
Do that during the break. Not you,
coffee.
Terry. Yeah. Yeah, I'm not talking about you.
Oh, okay.
Thomas Coffee is the only gourmet coffee in a can. It's a blue can. We've talked about it with you for 7 years. Many of you have switched coffees. There'll be more of you that will switch if you'll just pick up one can of this. It's that good. One can, and you will switch brands to Thomas Coffee. Down low on the shelves, bottom shelf, middle level, so everybody can reach it. Thomas Coffee, the only gourmet coffee in a can. Coming back after the news, 4 o'clock.
From ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. She's free to go. Private First Class Lindy England, seen holding an Iraqi prisoner at the end of a leash, has had her guilty pleas thrown out. Her case declared a mistrial. At issue, the testimony of her one-time boyfriend and former boss at the Abu Ghraib prison, Charles Brainer.
He said that what she did was justified, that the photographs that were taken were supposed to be for training purposes, not, as Lindy England had said, for the amusement of the guards at Abu Ghraib. So the judge concluded it was not clear that Lindy England was willfully acknowledging something she had done wrong, that perhaps she felt that she was justified in this. And as he said, you can't have a conspiracy of one. And he said, this is over, and threw everything out.
ABC's John Yang. In Iraq, more violence. Bombing at a police recruitment center earlier today in northern Iraq left 60 people dead. 9 were killed at a checkpoint in Baghdad. Jurors in the Michael Jackson trial getting behind-the-scenes details from the singer's former aide, who was expected to bolster the prosecution's case. ABC's Alex Stone is at the courthouse.
Some legal observers say Rudy Prevencio did not have the impact prosecutors promised. He was not able to link Jackson to the conspiracy to hold the accuser's family captive. Legal analyst Jim Murray was in court.
If this witness is the heart of the conspiracy, then this case is in cardiac arrest.
Defense attorneys could begin presenting their case later this week. Alex Stone, ABC News, Santa Maria, California.
In Washington today,
the federal government should butt out.
Republican Congressman Dana Rohrabacher at a rally in favor of legalizing medical marijuana. Talk show host Montel Williams was also there. He says it's helped him deal with the pain of MS better than prescription drugs.
I make a paste and eat it in chili. Okay, so you don't have to, it's not the whole thing of cookies, candies, and all that. You can eat it in chili. You can eat it any food that it is, and within 25 to 30 minutes, it's the equivalent to me of 4 Oxycontins without the drooling.
You're listening to ABC News.
Before you hit the waves, come in and save at the Sea-Doo Mega Splash Spring Event. Get great deals on Sea-Doo personal watercraft, like the Room for 3 RXT, the most powerful personal watercraft on the market. Get 2.9% financing for up to 72 months, or low payments of $29 a month for 24 months. Don't miss out. Find a Sea-Doo dealer at Sea-Doo.com. Sea-Doo, leave everything else behind. Promotion ends 5/31/05. See dealer for complete offer details. Riders must be at least 16 years of age and have taken a training course.
A recent study found that 52% of single people believe they'll never find the right person. At Match.com, we know better. And to celebrate our 10th anniversary, we've created a new guide so you can make it happen. It's called How to Meet the Right Person in 90 Days. And for a limited time, it's yours, absolutely free. With Match.com and the power of our new guide, you will meet the person that can change your life. What have you got to lose? Visit Match.com and get started today. Absolutely free.
Offer ends May 30th. Visit Match.com for full details.
It is 4:03. I'm Brian Houseworth, KTRS News. Two separate accidents are causing traffic backups this afternoon in the Metro East. Illinois State Police are working a serious accident on eastbound 5570. That is near the Collinsville 157 exit. They are also working an accident on 270 west of 157. That one involves two tractor trailers, and traffic is being impacted. After a 13-day trial, a jury has convicted 4 area men of multiple charges in connection with the arson of 4 grocery stores and the attempted arson of 2 more businesses. Prosecutors say the aim was to collect more than $3 million in insurance proceeds. The 4 will be sentenced in July. A judge has ordered that they be held pending sentencing. A North St. Louis County man convicted of killing a Granite City motorist during a police chase in 2003 has been sentenced to 65 years in prison. 28-year-old Richard Alsup was sentenced last hour in Madison County. Alsup convicted of first-degree murder, possession of a stolen firearm, felon in possession of a firearm, and offenses relating to motor vehicles. Alsup convicted for the death of John Smith. He was killed while driving to work at a soft drink plant. A Justice Department mediator plans to look into the dispute in the Riverview Garden School District. It involves the firing of high school principal Clem Ucoma. Bill Whitcomb telling the St. Louis Post-Dispatch this afternoon they are considering and pursuing the possibility of getting involved. Missouri legislators could vote this week on a proposed constitutional amendment. It would create a revenue growth lid. Chesterfield State Representative Jane Cunningham supports the proposal.
It seems like, why should we be growing the revenue in the budget in Missouri faster than we're growing the inflation, in other words, people's own income, times the Missouri population? It seems very reasonable to me.
Critics of the proposal include the Missouri Budget Project. They say it would place additional restrictions on the state's ability to fund services, especially during economic downturns. Despite questions over his role in Matt Blunt's gubernatorial campaign, a Senate committee today has voted 7-1 to confirm Governor Blunt's appointee to the Missouri Highway Commission. Mike Kehoe is a native of North St. Louis County. He's now a Jefferson City car dealer. He leased his personal tour bus to the campaign last year, but as of last month, that bus still had not been reported on Blunt's campaign finance reports. Kehoe telling Senate Minority Leader Maida Coleman that Blunt's campaign has now paid the bill for the tour bus, about $6,200, for mileage and repairs. Coleman cast the lone no vote against Kehoe's nomination. On Wall Street today, the Dow finishing the day up 126, NASDAQ was up 28, and the S&P up 14. The KTRS Weather Plus forecast from News Channel 5 meteorologist John Fuller. Partly cloudy tonight, our low down to 48. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds and a high of 73, and the outlook for Friday, partly cloudy in a high of 75. At 67, I'm Brian Houseworth, KTRS News, and at 4:06, you're up to date.
Have you ever heard of Fat Camp? I'm Vicki Newtman. Today when you get home, turn on News 4 and meet a 14-year-old who went to Fat Camp and lost 27 pounds. Find out how he lost the weight and the key to how he's keeping it off. Then at 10.
Million Dollar Baby was based on the story of two Missouri women who squared off in a boxing ring 9 years ago. One nearly died. Tonight, these two women explain how after that night, their lives were never the same. Missouri's real Million Dollar Babies. Tonight at 10 on News 4.
On Entertainment Tonight, Dr. Phil had the tough questions. Now, Pat O'Brien and his shocking answers. Plus, schoolteacher Mary Kay Letourneau, her pre-wedding day jitters.
Do you ever worry a younger woman will catch his eye?
And where we caught her husband-to-be in his last hours as a single man.
When you went out with other people, did you always compare them to Mary?
On Entertainment Tonight.
Tonight at 6:30 on KMOV Channel 4.
Do you have insomnia? If so, you may be able to participate in a clinical research study of an investigational medication. Radiant Research is currently conducting a clinical research study on an investigational medication for insomnia. Qualified participants will receive investigational medication and study-related exams at no cost and may be compensated up to $200 for time and travel. For more information, call Radiant Research at 636-CALL-NOW. That's 636-CALL-NOW. If you're having difficulty sleeping or staying asleep throughout the night, you may have insomnia. To find out if you qualify for this clinical research study on insomnia, call Radiant Research now at 636-CALL-NOW. That's 636-CALLNOW. Radiant Research, 636-CALL-NOW. That number again to see if you qualify, 636-CALL-NOW. That's 636-CALLNOW.
I've been telling you about Zero Res for months, how they had the highest cleaning results ever posted, how our carpets have remained clean for, 8 months now. They're still clean. Still clean. And it's because they leave zero residue behind. They do the cleaning the right way, the only way, the Zero Res way. Zero Res is recommended by a major U.S. carpet manufacturer, and not just for cleaning your carpets either. Carpet and your tile and your grout, the upholstery in your house, your hand-woven area rugs, your air ducts, your filters, and so much more. Call now to schedule your carpet or your whole house cleaning and experience the difference as I did. You will be a believer too. Patented, soap-free, no residue, the only way to clean your home, Zero Res. The number is 1-866-0-RES. That's 866-937-6739. Visit them online at zeroresidue.com.
Meet me at the Muni.
This Mother's Day, make your mom a Muni mom with tickets to all of this season's 7 sparkling shows. The Muni's premier production of Disney's Beauty and the Beast.
Beauty and the Beast.
Next, Annie, Get Your Gun. Jesus Christ Superstar. Singing in the Rain.
Singing in the Rain.
Mame. West
Imaging South County Office. When you need an ultrasound, visit Metro Imaging. Professional with a personal touch.
Hi, Jake Naughton, sales manager for Bomarito Cadillac in St. Peters. See Missouri's largest Cadillac inventory right here in St. Peters. Bomarito Cadillac, where price sells Cadillacs.
The Big 550, KTRS St. Louis.
We'll be right back.
they going to sing?
Ever I'm alone with you.
Celine Dion?
Yeah, that is Celine. All right. Yeah.
You make me feel like I am.
All right, we've introduced a new segment to the show. You know, I had no idea it'd be as hot as it is. I thought we were the only, we were the only ones in well, the circles we run in, the people we know who are really into hip hop and rap. Mm-hmm. But man, I can't believe everywhere I go. Hey man, thanks for putting the hip hop news on.
Can you tell us what's coming up? No, we can't tell you. It's the news, man.
And somebody just yesterday stopped me and said, "Hey, when's the next?" What in the news? And I said, well, it's tomorrow, which would be today, Wednesday. And they said, man, I hope you got something new on Lazy Lays. And I said, I said, stay tuned. It's coming.
Hold tight.
Yeah. Welcome to What in the News? The latest from the world of hip-hop right off the front page of allhiphop.com. Well, first it was unclear where M.O.P. would find a recording home after being seemingly torn between the newly formed Damon Dash Music Group and Jay-Z helmed Rockefeller Records. Mm-hmm. Brownsville Brooklyn team and Nash initially revealed they would embark on a label deal through DDMG. But now group manager Lays E. Lays says the group will make a clean, amicable break from all parties. In a statement, Lays E. Lays said, quote, "You see, Rockefeller was never our home. It was the home of Jay-Z, Biggs, and Damon Dash. That's not us, nor Kanye or Cameron. It's the house that Jay-Z, Biggs, and Dash built. Those days are gone."
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Right. He goes on to say, "I want to apologize to the fans of M.O.P. for signing a deal with Rockefeller Records. I didn't do it alone. We all had to sign. So from Billy Dan's Lil Fame, Fox, Rocco, Flip, and the whole First Family, we apologize," Lazy Lay said. He went on to say, "With that, I think every other act that signed owes the same apology, with the exception of Bleak, Beans, and Amil."
Who?
Bleak, Beans, and Amil. Those are three people.
Oh, okay.
Bleak is one, Beans, and Amil.
Okay.
He goes on to say that Jay and Dame split was the classiest divorce I've ever seen. Lazy Lay said he realized that M.O.P. is a group that charters a different path. M.O.P., he says, "We were destined to travel the desert. Vagabonds, wild hyenas, searching for bones or a fresh kill.
Mm-hmm.
We aren't classy enough. We're rough. Yeah. We're hard-ass, ashy-knuckle-ass niggas."
Yeah, I heard Bing Crosby say that, too.
Yeah.
I remember an old newsreel from the 40s. Bing Crosby was talking about he
Flexing
and Bob Hope.
The split they had, the temporary split. Lazy Lays goes on to say, "And the only peace we're ever going to have is when there's a war going on. That is our lot in life." And that's What in the News from HipHop.com.
The only musical style that has wars.
Good point.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they literally have like gang wars within the industry.
Yeah. West Coast, East Coast, yo, yo.
Man, I hope everybody appreciates the work we're going through.
Oh, yeah.
To keep everybody abreast what's happening in the world of hip-hop. All right. 314-969. KTRS, toll-free 1-888-550. Mike, how are you?
Hey, Frank, how you doing?
Doing great. Mike,
hey, Mike.
Everybody.
Hey, Mike.
AM in the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. First of all, after coming off that long commercial break, that'll lead me into my first question. It's not just, you know, this show or this station. They're all stations are like that, where in a given hour you might get maybe, 30 minutes of actual talk or conversation. So my question is, first question anyway, is that what it takes to run a station as far as that much time used up, or is that what the market will bear? Is some bean counter sat down and figured out that's how much, you know, the minimum that somebody will listen to?
Well, we have 42 minutes, okay, that are not commercial, and that's pretty standard. We actually cut, when I redid my deal here, I had them cut 3 minutes out of the hour, commercials, because it was excessive. If you put a clock on any major radio station in St. Louis, you'll see that they run at least the same number of minutes of commercial time we do. What we do on this show, because they let us control it, is we bunch them up so we only do three breaks. We break away three times. That allows us to spend maybe 20 minutes straight with callers. If we didn't do it that way, then we're breaking four or five times, and every time you get in a good conversation, you got to break away. So you either have to...
That's why it's hard for me to listen to radio talk, because there's no flow to it. But anyway, I don't want to bring the show down. I was just kind of curious.
No, it's a great question, and you're absolutely right. There is far too much commercial time. It is excessive, and it's excessive on TV. And when I watch a TV show I really like, when they break, they'll run 8 or 10 TV commercials before they get back to the show. It's the nature of the beast. It's a greedy business that wants to get as much money as it can get, and nobody in the business is going to say, you know what, we're just going to run 5 commercials an hour. They're not going to do it, because they'll go broke. So it's just, it just goes with the territory.
Okay, on to more interesting conversations, making fun of Karen. I went to the show last night. Has anybody up in there seen The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy?
No.
There's one of the leading females in the cast. It has to be Karen's clone. You have to watch it just to go see it for that.
Because she's really good looking?
Not right.
No, I mean, compared to like the photos you got on the internet and stuff of her, it's a young, fit Karen. It's
just
awesome.
Wow.
Young. What are you trying to say? That
she's kind of
not fit? No, you know what that sounds like to me? You're saying she's old and out of shape.
Them's fighting words, buddy.
Old and busted. I wouldn't go that far.
Well, you said this
anyway,
girl
the
is...
movie's kind of nutty, but anyway. Worth it just to see what Karen would have looked like 20 years ago.
Uh-huh. Well, I guess I should say kind of thank you. I don't know.
But,
okay. But nice talking to you, Mike.
Thank you, Mike.
Hey.
Don't answer it.
No, don't.
No, that was Merle.
Well, when he said this girl was a young, fit Karen, that says that Karen is old and not
old.
No,
Hey.
Speaking of movies, going to the movies, I just heard, I can't remember where I heard it, but I think it was that Steven Soderbergh, he's a pretty big-time director, producer out in Hollywood, and he has an idea to change the movie industry, and I'm all for it. He's going to produce five. Have you heard about this? He's going to produce five movies, and he's going to release them. What do you call it? At the same time,
concurrently,
in theaters, on videotape, or on DVD, and what would be the other one? There's one other thing, but. For people who like me, I don't particularly like going to theaters, you'll have those movies available as soon as they come out. Wow. It could ruin the theater business, but I think it's a very interesting thing to see if this is going to take off.
And I guess he can do that. There's no written if he wants to come up with a production company.
Send it straight to a DVD company and have
probably
them start
the other
them out.
The other outlet is probably a Dish or network cable.
Probably. Yeah,
so it'll be DVD,
right.
Dish, and theaters at the same time.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to watch.
I don't go to the movie theater as often as I did maybe 10 years ago, but there are some movies like Aviator
that need to be seen in a theater.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah,
and I guess it's kind of hard to maybe pick and choose unless you hear by word of mouth. Some you can kind of figure out, like Aviator, you probably ought to see.
Well, disaster movies. The Perfect Storm. I saw The Perfect Storm in the movie theater, and then I watched it at home. Not the same. Twister's so stupid it doesn't even matter. Titanic was much better in the movie theater. Yeah. And I think big disasters... come off better.
Or like epics like Troy or
Gladiator,
Alexander.
Yeah. All right, let's go to Scott. Hello, Scott.
Well, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Scott.
Frank, I got to tell you, you guys got the best programming in the metropolitan area of St. Louis.
I'm sorry.
I didn't hear a word.
You know what?
Said.
We had a jackhammer outside. What did you say?
I said you guys have the best programming in the metropolitan area of St. Louis. There is nothing else to compare to you guys.
You don't have to say that.
No, you really stop it. Really stop.
You guys make me laugh all the time, and it's refreshing to have something that's that funny to listen to.
It feels better to laugh than it does to get mad.
Absolutely. And I got to tell you one thing, though. I miss the people that passed away recently.
Paul Harris?
No, you're talking about Moon and Bernice, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we do too.
And I got to tell you, I I love Karen. She's a real sweetheart.
Karen who?
He's talking about
Karen
me
Fox.
Out there.
But I have a favor and a request.
All right.
You guys, when you came back on air recently, I'm talking about today,
mm-hmm.
You played a song right before you guys actually started to broadcast.
The bumper music out of the news, out of the break.
Right, the news break.
Yeah.
And I was told Ian would be able to help me identify the song and the artist. Is that possible?
Yeah, I mean.
You guys, like Rush Limbaugh, play some great, great music. It's very interesting and things that I haven't heard or I haven't heard in a long time. And it's refreshing to hear that kind of music.
All right, what break was it? And we'll find out what it was.
Just now.
Right out of news. Right out of the news.
Did we go into hip-hop news?
No, it was right before we went to hip-hop news. We came out of the...
Wasn't David Ball, was it?
No, that was last hour.
No.
Well, you didn't know what you played.
It couldn't have been
last
hour.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Idiot.
No, it was this hour, Frank.
Okay, can you hum it or sing it?
I can
or?
Play it, but I'm not sure of the artist.
Well, can you play it?
Yeah.
Here, is this it?
Yep, that's it.
Okay.
Sounds like a porn movie.
It's sad we can't remember 12 minutes ago what was playing.
Really?
Now, you don't know who
no,
it is?
No, I'm not sure.
Well, how could you not know?
It's just a burned CD.
Somebody burned it for us, so there's no label. We don't know
really?
Who it was. Maybe somebody listening will know who it is. I would bet you that a listener will call in and tell you who it is if you just keep listening.
Okay, that sounds great. Again, thank you for the good times you put on every day. It's so refreshing.
Well, Scott, it's our gift to the community.
What?
What is going on?
What are you talking about?
And we would be doing it
if
we were being paid or not.
Yeah.
Right.
The pay part, that means nothing.
No.
We do it out of the kindness of our hearts
right.
and love for the audience.
I know right. you do that, Frank.
Yeah. Okay.
And I got to tell you, us listeners appreciate it immensely.
All right. Well, thank you, Scott.
You guys are great.
What?
All of you.
Okay.
What a nice
thank
guy.
You know, he was so nice. He's scared. He scared me. It's like a setup.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe something bad's going to
happen. Hey, Frank.
Yeah.
Merrick on line 6. I don't have his name up there yet, but he knows who was doing that.
Merrick. Okay.
Merrick.
Hey, Merrick.
Yes.
You know who the artist was?
The artist is 311. It's a Cure cover. The Cure originally did the song. It's a love song.
Mm-hmm.
And 311 covered it, and I believe it's on the soundtrack for 51st Date, that Adam Sandler movie.
I knew that.
Oh.
I knew
yeah.
that. So it's
everybody knew that, but you know,
so we're keeping it a secret.
All right, so the group is 311.
Yeah.
Yes.
And the song is called what?
I believe it's just Love Song, and
okay.
it's a cover of an old Cure song that was in the 80s.
Okay. 51st Date, great movie.
Yeah,
yeah.
That is exciting.
All right, Merrick, thank you.
You're very welcome.
Yeah, Merrick, that was the last name of the Elephant Man, John
mm-hmm.
Merrick.
Mm-hmm.
I am not an animal.
What?
What was that?
I am not an animal!
Oh, my God.
Michael Jackson tried to buy his bones.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Oh, yes,
he's
I
not
did.
Crazy.
Yeah,
there's nothing weird
did,
about him.
He?
No, he didn't buy it.
He never
no.
did.
He tried to buy it.
He got a femur.
Hello, Rudy.
Hey, Frank, how are you?
Doing great. How about you?
First of all, I want to say that I'm AM and a PM.
It's a good thing.
Hallelujah.
And second thing I want to say is that being a black male, I know that if I come to if I go to Frank, I know I'd get the news straight from the street.
You betcha,
buddy. All right, Rudy. You betcha, buddy.
That's a good endorsement.
All right.
Now, I don't want to step on your street cred.
No,
definitely,
can't.
I don't want your people to look out for me.
No.
But what I first wanted to say is that the guy that you call Cameron.
Mm-hmm.
His name is Cam'ron.
Cam'ron.
Yeah, you idiot.
Cam'ron.
Cam'ron. Okay.
Yeah.
He was mentioned with Kanye.
Yeah.
Correct.
I believe he has an apostrophe between the
yes.
Cam and the Ron.
Yes, he does.
Yeah.
Rudy is right. It is Cam'ron. Yeah. I messed that up. You're right.
One more other thing. I know that you had talked about Bleak and Bean.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Their real name is Memphis Bleak and Benny Siegel.
I knew that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, Rudy, I am officially designating you as the guy who's going to keep us in line and make sure we get this news right, because we want to be accurate.
That'll probably be like every day.
Yeah.
Well, I know with the street beats that's going around between guys, I hate for you guys to be involved in that.
Well.
So, you know, guys are real strict about their names and how you pronounce it.
Well,
you
stay with us and don't let us stray, okay?
I will never let that happen, Frank.
All right, Rudy.
All right, thanks a lot, Frank.
All right, he's our consultant.
Yeah, we need that. You need that.
He's our technical advisor. I don't think I need it very much. I'm pretty up on
you
the
are,
hip-hop thing.
You did have
your cred's pretty high.
My cred's high, man. Okay. Hello, Steve.
You know, while I was on hold, I was trying to figure out a good way to work in Dark Stool into the conversation.
weren't we all?
But
that's
then
my
you
new
came
rap
out
name.
With abreast. I like that just as well.
Mm, thank you.
You're trying to keep us abreast of the news.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Just wanted to hope you keep the show going a different direction.
All right. Thank you, Steve. And that's one way to do it. Talk about Dark Stool.
Steve yeah. Donahue.
I think this is Mildred. Hello, Mildred.
Hi. How are you?
Great. How are you?
I'm fine. I went online as well to find the your guys' pictures.
Mm-hmm.
I think all of you are beautiful people.
Mildred, you must. You know,
are
you sure you went to the right site?
Yeah, I saw all of you.
Hmm.
And Karen,
Mildred,
this is a really good compliment. You look like a high class hooker.
High class.
Yeah.
Wow. What website were you looking
at? Hey, how much do you charge?
Oh my God. I haven't been on that website.
You don't realize it, Mildred, but you just elevated her a couple of notches with that high class.
Yeah, really?
The hooker part you got right. The high class.
No.
And I wanted to ask Terry.
Yes, ma'am.
What are ghetto people?
What are ghetto people?
Uh-huh. You mentioned that Monday.
Yeah. I just, I didn't mean anything derogatory about it. I mean people who grew up in the ghetto. I think they call themselves, people of the ghetto. I don't know.
Okay.
I didn't mean anything bad about it, Mildred.
Okay. I just was wondering.
Oh no.
Thanks. Love your show.
All right, Mildred.
I love your show.
I know. get your eyes
we
checked.
We love you too.
Okay. She needs new glasses. Apparently. I'm not sure what I was talking. I remember saying that, and I was thinking, well, should I have said that? But I was trying to differentiate between rich people and people who grew up in the ghetto. And I was probably talking past, I said, ghetto people. So I didn't mean anything bad by that.
Right. Hello, John. John?
Good afternoon.
How are you?
I'm the AM and the PM.
Thank you.
I was going to refer back to an old show that you did yesterday.
Okay.
you were talking about the construction of Busch Stadium and how quickly and organized and everything it is.
Right.
Isn't it amazing that they can build a million square feet of commercial construction in Chesterfield Valley, put up those buildings on time, on budget.
Mm-hmm.
They can build a stadium mm-hmm. on time, on budget, but we can't build a county jail, we can't build a Metrolink, or we can't build a city jail on time, on budget.
Nope. And the reason is it's different dollars from different sources, mm-hmm. and money talks. And when there's a bigger pile of it already sitting and waiting, that's what gets done.
I mean, this Metrolink is $100 million over budget, and it doesn't go anywhere where anybody's going to want to use it anyway. It just amazes me.
Yeah.
And I go to a lot of ball games, and every time I see that stadium, I think to myself, my God, look at what can happen when it's private money and somebody wants to get something done.
Well, and here's the other thing. You're talking about projects that are going to create tremendous personal wealth and gain for the major participants and players and investors. That work gets done first. There's no money for anybody to make in Metrolink, and nobody can get rich off of it.
You know, John, it's also amazing that Chicago's had an elevated railway of some kind for over 100 years.
Yeah.
Right. You know, and I drive my way 40 every single day. I look at that median, and I go to myself, why don't they put something down the center of the median? It would take, a fraction of the cost to run the Metrolink down the center of Highway 40.
Yep.
But, you know, I'm not in control of those funds. Well, nobody is.
No. Nope.
They're in their own little worlds. Hey, thanks a lot, guys. Keep up the good work.
Thank you, John.
Bye.
You give yourself a headache worrying about that stuff. Mm-hmm. You'll never figure it out. Let me do one more before we break. That'll be Paul. Hello, Paul. Paul. Oh, Paul. Let's go to Pat. Hello, Pat.
How you doing, Frank?
Great.
AM and the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. How you doing, gang?
Hey, hey
Pat.
Pat.
Hi, Pat.
I know this is, you know, means nothing after watching the Holocaust business, but I'm pretty upset. Today, after lunch, and I know it was within a half hour after eating, I surfed the Internet. I saw this thing on Terry Hatcher, and I don't know if you saw it, Frank.
I know who Terry Hatcher is.
Well, I know, and you and I are like minds when it comes to Terry Hatcher.
Mm-hmm.
She was caught smooching the blonde, ponytailed, bearded, tattooed-covered, I can only imagine the guy is an FM DJ.
Oh, man, I hate to hear this. I hate to hear this.
The analysis from the Post was that She looked like she was analyzing the lad's tonsils.
That poor guy.
I wasn't sure if she was either kissing him or eating him alive.
Wow.
Frank, I'm sick by the whole thing.
That sickens
me, too.
Holy cow.
Thank you, Pat.
I just thought I'd bring that to your attention.
I appreciate it.
Thanks, folks.
That is an amazing phenomenon, how these gorgeous models and these women end up with these scuzzy, tattooed, eyebrow, tongue, chin, pierced, carnival worker-looking freaks.
Well, yeah, Pam Anderson with Tommy Lee.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Like the carnival
and,
tattoo man.
Sandra Bullock, doesn't she?
Oh,
really?
Jesse James.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The motorcycle.
Right, right.
Oh, man.
And, I mean, you couldn't have two more opposite extreme, good-looking knockout woman and just a guy who looks like he just got out of prison.
There's a new show on VH1 or MTV, a big-time guy with a mohawk and tattoos.
Meet the Barkers.
Skinny. Yeah, it's called Meet the Barkers. And there's this beautiful woman who used to be like Miss America and one of those guys.
He was a drummer for a band.
They live in a big old house.
Ooh, yeah.
You know, that's the thing.
Hey, that guy said something you don't hear too often anymore, smooching.
Yeah, you don't hear that. Smooching. You don't hear that. Hey, folks, we just completed 20 full minutes with you without a break. You're not going to find that anywhere else. You can't find it. Now it's time to make...
20 of the suckiest minutes of my life.
Shut up, Homer. Shut up.
All
right, he's in timeout.
Wow.
But now it's time to think about Mom, because Sunday is Mother's Day.
Yeah, it is.
Time to talk about Mommy and what you're going to get her. Flowers always work. They always work. And especially if they come from Deerberg's Florist and Gifts. This is a place that, when I called them last week, and I'm calling them last week, I don't ever know what to tell them I want. So I just say, you put it together. I tell them how much I want to spend. I say, give me the most for that money you can. And they always do something that causes the recipient to call and say, oh, my goodness, I've never seen such a beautiful arrangement of flowers. They know what they're doing. You don't have to. So for Mother's Day, you can do, well, they have some... Well, like the Laura Ashley Mother's Day bouquet. I mean, they can tell you exactly what that is. It's already designed, and all they have to do is put it together. They have the Love to Mother arrangement. But you can tell them here, you know what? She likes this kind of flower and this kind of flower. Put something together with those flowers in it. Or you can do a hanging basket or a blooming plant, if that's what, you know, she likes. And maybe you know what your mom's plant and flower preferences are. I don't. So just say something pretty and something colorful. And they even have Mother's Day gifts for under $10 if you're really on a tight budget. So here's the magic number, the 800 number to Deerberg's Florist and Gifts, 800-844-6007. Or check them out online at Deerberg's.com.
Breno Fallon Plaza. Call for your free no-obligation shop-at-home appointment during their grand opening sale. Call 314-569-2980 in St. Louis or 618-206-2358 in Illinois.
You'll love the look. I guarantee it.
What's the difference between having your home for sale and having your home being sold? It's Realty Executives in St. Louis. Realty Executives is the real estate company named for its sales staff because their highly trained professionals are executives, not just agents. They know...
Jammed up here. Let's see if we can get it all in by 5 o'clock. Dr. Doug Pernikoff waiting in the wings on the phone. Johnny Londoff. Hello, Johnny.
I thought you were going to call me Dr. Londoff.
Well, I can call you Dr. Londoff if you'd like that. Doctor.
How are you, Frank?
We're doing great. How are you?
We're doing wonderful.
You notice he never asked about you guys?
No.
No, Karen, how are you?
No, too late. Johnny, I'm great, thank you.
Too late.
I know you are.
Have I ever heard you sing my our little jingle, the Johnny Londoff jingle?
Have
you ever sang that for me on the air?
Johnny Londoff Chevrolet.
Oh, man. Oh, my
age is made. All right, you're out of time now.
No, I'm not. I just said hello. Come on, we've got the Colorado pickup truck regular cab for only
$10,990. Your daddy.
The price on that is $15,730. We get the price down to $10,990.
Your daddy is going to be mad. He can take you out of the business.
Oh, you're so funny.
He hears that.
And that's a smart buy payment. No money down. $179 a month for 48 months on that Colorado.
That's a good deal.
How about
deal.
That?
That's a good
Silverado
deal.
Regular cab, two-wheel drive pickup. Only $17,990. We have always about a good 15 plus of those in stock. We never run out. We just keep them coming. Keep selling them and delivering them to our good friends at Johnny Londoff Chevrolet here.
How's everybody? How's Mary and how's Joe Beany?
Mary is doing wonderful. You know, Joe was in a little car accident a couple of weeks ago.
I didn't know that.
No, is he okay?
Yes, and so he's very lucky. we're very lucky, and he's doing much, much better.
Wow, is he back at work?
Back at work. I came back to work in like 3 days, 4 days.
You know what? I didn't know that. Tell him tell him we said get well, and give him that phone number.
314-837-1800.
All right. Johnny?
Thanks, Frank.
Have a great
day. Everybody.
All right, you
bye.
Too. Johnny
you.
Londo.
Bye-bye. Bye, Danny.
Bye,
right,
Johnny.
Johnny Londo, Chevrolet, by the low overhead way.
How much is that?
See that transition, huh? One song right into another. And I remember what it is we're supposed to ask him today that somebody called in about a couple days ago. We'll get to that after we tell you that Dr. Doug Pernikoff, your pet's best friend, is brought to you by Germex Waterless Hand Sanitizer. Good thing to use before you play with the pet and afterwards. Ladies and gentlemen, your pet's best friend, Dr. Doug Pernikoff.
Yeah.
Dr. Doug, not Dr. Nick. Those kids are so
How
dangerous.
Is everybody over there?
How are we doing, Doug?
Good. Hey.
Well, I have a topic that probably fits what you were talking about, Frank. You were talking about the Holocaust discussion last night. That was a sad thing.
Mm-hmm.
Today I was going to bring up the subject of animal blood sports, what I consider to be some of the worst examples of animal cruelty, abuse, and exploitation.
All right, before you do that, the question that came out 2 days ago, and we'll do it real quickly in 30 seconds or less. Do pets dream, and can two dogs in the same room sleeping sort of intercept the dream of the other? In other words, one barking, responding in his sleep to the barking of one who's dreaming.
Well, I believe they do dream, but in answer to your second part, I can't imagine, and I don't understand how that could happen on the transference. So I do believe that they're able to dream, and they've probably got images of things in their life just like we do.
Mm-hmm.
And you can sometimes see that in your own animals when they're... you know, they seem to be in a real light plane asleep, and they start crying or they start reacting or barking. I think they must be experiencing some sort of dream type of phenomenon.
All right. And now to your topic.
This is an important topic, and, you know, when I see the kind of things you saw and talked about last night, people ask us all the time, how can people be so cruel to animals? And I go, well, look how they're cruel to people, people to people, people to children. So it's not a surprise to me to see humans able to be so violent and cruel to animals, because they consider them even less of a soulful type animal than a human. But this is something, you know, communities, the human communities have utilized animals both as for commercialization of animals through breeding, for food, and mostly for entertainment and sports. You know, you see them at zoos, greyhound racing, horse shows, and then, of course, the big concern for today is the blood sports like hunting, dog fighting. They even do dog and hog fighting, where they put a wild hog or a hog, big hog, in with dogs and try and let them kill each other.
Now, back up to hunting. What do you mean hunting? You don't mean using dogs for hunting?
No, to actually go out and shoot animals. You've seen probably recently some of these video. You can actually tie on to a email type or a internet type site, and you can hunt from your home.
Right.
And a lot of these game farms, you know, everybody has their own opinion, and I'll make comment real quickly that acceptance of all these actions and behaviors is relative in the minds of people, and everybody has a level of tolerance and perspective, you know, from one point to the other. Some are really extreme and don't want us even eating animals because they think it's unfair to make that judgment. On the other end of the scale, there are people that are so loose they'll accept any kind of abuse of animals, like cockfighting, bullfighting, the dog fighting we talk about. And many of these things now, of course, are felonies in most of the United States. There are a few states that still allow cockfighting, but dog fighting is considered not only a felony, but in fact, if you're raising animals for fighting and it's proven, or if you're even a visitor to a fight, you are potentially doing something illegal.
There is a representative in North Carolina or South Carolina, I can't remember. I just saw this the other day. He's trying to make it a felony for cockfighting around the country.
Right. There's only two states right now that are still allowing that. It's New Mexico and Louisiana. And I think Oklahoma just changed that law. So it's really a tough thing to see. You know, and like I said, there's all points of relative perspective, but you know, you think about these animals that are just being designed to be aggressive, to be pushed into situations where they're obligated to fight to the death,
or in some cases like bullfighting, where humans are actually imposing the pain and destroying the animal with the blades that they stick in. It's crazy. In cockfighting, what they do is the rooster has a natural appendage, a bony sort of callus appendage on its feet. They cut those off.
Wait, they actually put a stainless
steel point on there so that they can actually hurt each other.
Wait, rooster? What are you talking about?
Cockfighting.
Oh, is that what that is?
Oh.
Yeah, what does a rooster have to do with cockfighting?
I knew I was
going to
get in trouble with that one.
Hey, you mentioned greyhound racing. You're not saying the racing itself is cruel.
No, it's the management of the animals and the way they're, the sort of the mentality and demeanor behind keeping them. The race itself is one action, and it's forced on them in a sense. They probably are inclined genetically to enjoy a race, some part of the race, but the way they're kept, the way that they're managed, they're bred exclusively for this, and then they're treated pretty poorly on the other end of it. And a lot of the greyhound racing facilities, the dog racing facilities, have shut down because of the intense pressure over the years. They still are killing probably 25 to 30,000 greyhounds every year that come out of the racetrack industry. And many of those animals are put out of the racing opportunity as early as 13 to 14 months of age because they want the bright, young animals, and then they just abuse them and get rid of them.
You know what I like to see them do over at Gateway International, I'm serious, is greyhound racing, but with buses.
Yeah.
On the track. A bunch of big old buses going around racing.
That would be crazy.
Yeah. Greyhound dogs and
that's sort of like watching, they use elephants in Asia for hockey and stuff like that.
Wow.
Hockey?
Elephant hockey.
Sport is.
They don't put ice skates on them, do they?
Yeah.
They have donkey basketball, too. I'm open.
Yeah.
Anyway, so keep your eyes open. If there's an opportunity to participate in legislation that stops people from being cruel to animals and to people, jump on it and help out.
All right. Thank you, Dr. Doug.
Be well, everybody.
Okay,
all right. Dr. Doug Pernikoff. He knows a lot of stuff.
Yeah, he does.
He's pretty good. And he loves Germex. He really does. He's a big believer in drinking. Keep Germex around. Germex is waterless hand sanitizer, which means if you're not near soap and water, you can still have germ-free hands because you put Germex on there. It's self-drying. It evaporates. You don't need a cloth. You don't need any water. You don't need any soap. A couple of years ago, we read you the results of a huge test that was conducted using surgical scrub sponges, the ones the doctors use before they go into surgery. And if you remember, this product was as effective at killing the germs on the hands of the surgeons as their own surgical sponges that come in self-contained packets, and you open them and they've got the surgical soap in there. So it really does work. It's good stuff. And if nothing else, it's just kind of a good feeling, good peace of mind, knowing that you don't have somebody else's crud on your hands. Germex, look for it by name, because there are other products that want to be Germex, but they're not. So be sure you ask for Germex waterless hand sanitizer.
If you're like me, you love looking at new cars, but don't like high-pressure car salesmen. And I'm even in the business. This is Doug Ackerman. I want to invite you to experience the Ackerman Advantage. At Ackerman Buick Hyundai, deals are still made the...
Jefferson to Poplar Street Bridge, eastbound 70 is slow from Salisbury through 6th Street. And this traffic report brought to you by the National Day of Prayer. Plans are being made all across America to unite in prayer today. And there's an urgency that spurs Americans on together in God's name and pray. Find an event in your community at nationaldayofprayer.org. Paul Ford of the KTRS Golden Oak Lending Gen Shopper.
From downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment, starring Bill Cleveland, along with Bruce Limprist and the All-Boy Orchestra. Brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM Cab Company, 314-652-3456. And now, here's Bill Cleveland.
Hey. Good afternoon, everybody.
Hey, how are you there, Bill?
Oh, it's a beautiful day here in downtown St. Louis.
Yes, it is.
Gorgeous. Well, according to a new poll, 57% say the war in Iraq was not worth it. Analysts say it means people are tired of the war and want it to be over, you know, sort of like my segment.
Don't treat yourself.
You got that right. Who said that? William Bell, creator of the daytime soap The Young and the Restless, has passed away.
No.
Oh, man.
Yeah, memorial services at the Forest Lawn are scheduled for Wednesday, unless, of course, Natalie, his wife of 30 years, who ran off to Bermuda with her tennis instructor, Brad.
Oh, I get it.
Yeah, so far for humor.
Yeah.
Thank you for not making the finish all of that. So they're still trying to figure out what to do with that Georgia runaway bride that was found in Albuquerque after making up that story about being kidnapped. In fact, it's not really looking good for her. Officials say for her wedding, she'll probably have to wear something old, something new, something borrowed, something with stripes.
Prison humor.
And that story about the North Carolina man planning to sue an ice cream shop after he found a human finger in his frozen custard continues to sort of muddle along. Actually, I guess it could be worse for him. He could have found Wendy's chili in his frozen custard.
Double trouble.
Britney Spears, positive pregnancy test. You ready for this? Has been sold for charity. How disgusting is that? I guess it could have been worse. It could have sold Star Jones homemade honeymoon videos. Here's a great story. A German inventor claims to have created the world's most sophisticated robot sex doll. The robot was developed by an aircraft mechanic. The robots actually breathe harder and have internal heaters to raise the body temperature during sex. And the test shows the thing's just like a real person. So real, in fact, even though it's a robot, it would still refuse to sleep with Terry Daly.
That is realistic.
That is realistic. The Bill Clavlin segment brought to you this beautiful... it's Wednesday, right? Wednesday afternoon by our good friends at Laclede Cab. Laclede Cab, of course, the official AM and the PM cab company. And from downtown St. Louis, I'm Bill Clevelin on the Big 550 KTRS.
All right. Thank you, Bill.
You're welcome.
Bye, Bill.
I'm kind of hurt.
He hurt you deep.
He was real tough on you. Let's run to the phones real quickly. Hello, Larry.
Hello.
How are you?
I have a serious, serious problem that I hope you guys can help me with.
Well, what do you mean, you guys?
All of you.
Well, what do you mean?
You may need some input, or you can solve it yourself. I'm just in desperate need here of an answer.
Well, do you want the problem solvers?
I want the problem solvers.
Well,
I need the problem solvers.
Okay, then you need
I
us.
I must have the problem
then
solvers.
Then you need us, because we are.
The problem solvers.
I got about a minute and a half. What's the problem?
Okay, look, when I was in grade school, I was taught that an island is a body of land surrounded by water.
Right.
Do you agree with that?
Yes.
You can't leave the St. Louis area without crossing a bridge. Are we living on an island?
No, because we're not surrounded by water.
Where is the water to the south?
Merrimack.
Merrimack River? So
you have to cross the Merrimack to get out of St. Louis.
Okay, and the Merrimack goes from the Missouri down to the Mississippi?
How can you get out?
How can you get out
without going over a bridge in a body of water?
Well, let me tell you, the original route of Route 66 on Manchester Road was exactly built because they didn't have to build a bridge. The original route of Manchester Road does not cross the Merrimack River.
Yeah, she's right.
Yes, I am.
Oh, man.
Oh, that's
good thing you called us, Larry. Yeah.
Not
go,
an
Larry.
Island.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
You are welcome.
Problem solved.
Yes,
we
sir.
We found it again.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
He almost had us. Mm-hmm. That could have been the first problem that we couldn't solve. Hmm. But no, Karen came in with the right answer.
For a change.
Why would somebody wonder about that?
I don't know.
I wonder. Maybe it's like a class project or something. All right, the Playhouse is coming up, and a great joke that hasn't been told in at least a year. And then, of course, if we get a chance, we'll talk a little bit about, man, I'm telling you what, you might want to look for Paula Abdul. This might be her last week on
it's going to be interesting.
If what they say they have, they really have. Let me read you an email real quickly, and I'm getting these now just about every day. Dear Frank, I wanted to let you know that... my girlfriend and I went to Jimmy Yen's yesterday for lunch. It was everything you said it was and more. The food was excellent. Service was great. We will definitely go back soon. And we let them know that we heard about Jimmy Yen's on the show. All of the listeners need to know that your comments about this place are not just restaurant plugs. Everybody should give this place a try. Thank you for the tip, Mike Fair. F-E-H-E-R. Thank you, Mike, and I get a lot of that. And they deserve to get it. It's in a place that it sort of doesn't deserve to be in because it really doesn't jump out at you when you go down Manchester. It's just kind of in a little plain shopping mall across from the Hacienda in Rock Hill. Pull into that little strip mall and go over to the corner to Jimmy Yen's. You will not be sorry. And you might want to take home one of those Thai chicken pizzas. Open for lunch 6 days a week. Lunch and dinner 6 days a week. Monday through Saturday in Rock Hill across from the Hacienda. Jimmy Yen's Asian Grill and Wok Bar. 5 o'clock.
From ABC News, I'm Chuck Severson. 3 months after the start, the prosecution's about to rest in the Michael Jackson child molestation and conspiracy trial. Live from the courthouse in Santa Maria, California, ABC's Alex Stone has the latest.
Chuck, prosecutors are done calling witnesses. They have essentially rested. There is some housekeeping that needs to be taken care of in the morning. Former prosecutor Craig Smith tells us it includes a motion by defense attorneys.
The motion he has filed is called a motion for judgment of acquittal.
That means the defense wants the case tossed out. The judge will hear the issue in the morning. The jury has been told to arrive at court 2 hours later than normal tomorrow. Chuck.
Live from the Michael Jackson trial, ABC's Alex Stone. President Bush says the arrest by Pakistani troops of Abu Faraj al-Libi, considered al-Qaeda's number three operative, is a critical victory in the war against terrorism. His arrest is important regarding Osama bin Laden, too, according to former White House counterterrorism chief Richard Clark.
I think this is the best chance we've had in probably 2 years to get bin Laden. This man certainly knows where bin Laden was recently. He may even know where he is now.
Clark's an ABC News consultant, rejected by a military judge, Army Private Lindy England's guilty plea in the Abu Ghraib Iraqi prisoner abuse scandal. The judge says he's not convinced that England knew at the time that her actions were wrong. Duke University law professor Scott Silliman in Durham, North Carolina, was asked, well, what now?
The government can bring all those charges back. They can refile those charges, and she could face, theoretically, back up to either 11 or 16 years, and a jury could find her guilty and sentence her up to that.
The case goes back to the military equivalent of a grand jury. The attorney for the runaway bride of Duluth, Georgia, has disappointing news for anybody waiting to hear an apology. Lydia Sartain says her client's in no condition to speak in public. She says Jen Wilbanks wants people to know that she is sorry, but that she also is really not well. You're listening to ABC News.
If you're a horse owner, you should know that No West Nile vaccine has been proven more effective or protected more horses with more than 16 million doses safely administered coast to coast. Ask your veterinarian for West Nile Innovator today or visit equinewestnile.com from Fort Dodge Animal Health.
Ah, the sounds of the office.
Ah, crap.
Like the sound of someone using a slow color printer they paid too much for. Well, those days are gone. Introducing the Xerox WorkCenter C2424 Multifunction. It copies and prints 24 pages per minute, making it the fastest networked color multifunction for under $3,000. In fact, the only thing you might have to worry about is...
What you printing?
1,000-page market segmentation study.
Ah, crap.
The new WorkCenter C2424 Multifunction. To learn more, visit Xerox.com/office.
It is 5:03. I'm Brian Houseworth, KTRS News. Saying police officers who break the law should go to jail, U.S. Attorney Jim Martin is speaking out tonight about former Wellston officer Cornell Boone. He was sentenced this afternoon to 14 months in prison for bribery and obstruction of justice.
What we're trying to tell people is if you break the law, no matter who you are, you will be prosecuted. And everyone out there has the right to have honest police officers protecting them.
Officer Boone pleaded guilty in February to extortion, solicitation of a bribe, and 2 counts of making a false statement to a government agent. Court documents indicate Boone accepted a $4,000 bribe. A Ferguson man who killed a Granite City motorist during a high-speed police chase in 2003 has been sentenced to 65 years in prison. 28-year-old Richard Alsup sentenced in Madison County this afternoon. Alsup convicted of first-degree murder, possession of a stolen firearm, felon in possession of a firearm, and also offenses relating to motor vehicles. Firefighters have not released the name of the woman killed in that fire this morning in Granite City in the 700 block of 27th Street. The woman was found in the bedroom area of the small apartment built into a shed. Neighbors Dan and Crystal Parks desperately tried to rescue the woman. They say the flames were too intense.
That it spread real quick. I tried to do what I could.
My parents tried to, you know, squirt down the apartment back there, screaming for the lady to get out. You know, she didn't respond.
State Fire Marshal's office is investigating the cause. It is now believed to be suspicious. Two students complaining of back and neck discomfort after a bus accident this morning in University City. Police Captain Ernest Green says the bus was full of students at the time heading to Nathaniel Hawthorne Elementary School.
A lady backing out of her driveway backs into the back of the bus. The bus slams on brakes. Two kids on the bus are complaining of minor injuries. Total of 25 kids with one bus driver. The kids, the parents that don't show up at the scene are being taken to the hospital for precautionary measures.
Captain Green says the driver of the car wasn't injured. Critics say it would place additional restrictions on Missouri's ability to fund services, but House Education Committee Chairwoman Jane Cunningham of Chesterfield is endorsing a proposed constitutional amendment creating a revenue growth lid.
It honors the income of Missourians and the population of Missourians. So it seems to me it's reflecting a reasonable growth rate.
Representative Cunningham calls the proposal a reasonable one. She also says that a school finance plan rejected by a House committee last week has gotten new life. It would phase in as much as $1 billion in state aid to school districts over several years. On Wall Street, the Dow finishing the day up 127. NASDAQ was up 29. The S&P up 14. The KTRS Weather Plus forecast from News Channel 5 Chief Meteorologist Cindy Pressler. Partly cloudy tonight, our low down to 48, and tomorrow partly sunny and a high of 73. It's 68. I'm Brian Helsworth. KTRS News, and at 5:06, you're up to date. Paul Ford is in the Golden Oak Lending. Jeff Chopper, 550. Paul?
Thanks, Brian. And slow going downtown, eastbound 40, heavy Jefferson to the Poplar Street Bridge. South 70 heavy Salisbury through Cole Street. Westbound 40, heavy traffic from east of Kings Highway all the way to Hanley. An earlier accident at 170 has been cleared. Eastbound on 40, slow pockets east of Clayton Morrison through Hanley Road. South 270 slows Page through Gordy Ferry. Eastbound 270 heavy McDonald Boulevard to 170. Westbound on 70, some heavy pockets from east of Cave Springs most of the way through Mid Rivers and 79. 5570 and 157, slow traffic in both directions. That earlier accident there, though, has been cleared. And on southbound 55, that traffic looks pretty good coming out of downtown through the River to Pier and Lindbergh. And this traffic report brought to you by HungryAgents.com. If you're selling your home, don't pay 6 to 7% commission. At HungryAgents.com, full-service realtors in your area compete for your listing, and you save thousands at closing. Visit HungryAgents.com. Call forward to the KTRS Golden Oak Lending. Jeff Chopper.
I am the president. I work at the President Casino, and I am an important part of this company. Working at the President has helped me achieve more than I thought I ever would. Now my job and my family life are in danger because the President Casino's future is threatened. I am the President. So are the other 600 people who work here. We work hard to show our guests a great time, but we could all lose our jobs. If you believe in a strong economic future for St. Louis and the people who work here, contact your city, union, and community leaders. Tell them you support the people at the President Casino.
But Dad.
Tyler, we've been over this three times. There'll be no adults at Ed's house Friday night. No party for you.
But the whole class is invited.
Making sure an adult's there isn't easy. But if you don't, your kid's more likely to do drugs.
You were so stubborn.
Well, now you know where you got it from.
Do it. It'll always be worth it. Parents, the anti-drug. To learn more, call 1-800-788-2800 or visit theantidrug.com.
Paid for by Office of National Drug Control Policy.
Do you have insomnia? If so, you may be able to participate in a clinical research study of an investigational medication. Radiant Research is currently conducting a clinical research study on an investigational medication for insomnia. Qualified participants will receive investigational medication and study-related exams at no cost and may be compensated up to $200 for time and travel. For more information, call Radiant Research at 636-CALL-NOW. That's 636-CALL-NOW. If you're having difficulty sleeping or staying asleep throughout the night, you may have insomnia. To find out if you qualify for this clinical research study on insomnia, call Radiant Research now at 636-CALL-NOW. That's 636-CALLNOW. Radiant Research, 636-CALL-NOW. That number again to see if you qualify, 636-CALL-NOW. That's 636-CALLNOW.
Have you seen the award-winning movie Million Dollar Baby? It's said the film was based on a true story from right here in Missouri. Tonight, News 4's Vicki Newton takes you to the town where 9 years ago, two women squared off at a boxing ring. One of them almost died. Tonight at 10, these two women explain how after that night, their lives were never the same. Plus, hear what they think about the Hollywood movie that mirrors their own lives, Missouri's Real Million Dollar Babies. Tonight at 10, only on News 4.
On Entertainment Tonight, Dr. Phil had the tough questions. Now, Pat O'Brien and his shocking answers. Plus, school teacher Mary Kay Letourneau, her pre-wedding day jitters.
Do you ever worry a younger woman will catch his eye?
And where we caught her husband-to-be in his last hours as a single man.
When you went out with other people, did you always compare them to Mary?
On Entertainment Tonight.
Tonight at 6:30 on KMOV Channel 4.
Hey, America, what do you want?
I want to taste my beer.
I want to taste my beer, too. And when I can't taste my beer, I feel like the center of the solar system has collapsed. So to protect you from taste loss, Miller Lite has created the Taste Challenge. Question one, what should a light beer taste like?
Beer?
Correct. Miller Lite has a great, satisfying taste. Question two, what should a light beer look like?
Like beer?
Right again. Miller Lite has a rich golden color. See for yourself. And finally, the last question. If you have taste loss, how do you fight it?
With antibiotics.
No, not antibiotics. If you have taste loss, you simply pick up a great-tasting Miller Lite with half the carbs of Bud Light. Come on, people. This isn't rocket science street. Miller Lite has more taste than Bud Light. So remember, what do you want?
I want to taste my beer.
Go to PreventTasteLoss.com and take the Miller Taste Challenge.
Per 12 ounces, Miller Lite has 96 calories, 3.2 grams of carbs, 0.9 grams of protein, and 0 grams of fat. Bud Light has 6.6 grams of carbs. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Live responsibly.
I'm Jack, and this message was totally choice.
Looking for a hot tub? Visit Aspen Spa's new showroom and receive a $50 Zia's gift certificate for testing their quality, affordable hot tubs. Call 776-5050 or AspenSpasSTL.com.
Jake Naughton from Bomarito Cadillac in St. Peter's, where you can lease a 2005 CTS for as low as $299 per month. Bomarito Cadillac in St. Peter's, where Price sells Cadillacs. See us for details.
The Big 550, KTRS St. Louis.
Vineyard Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share.
Partners and him.
There's no fun left on
FM.
Oh, we're full of chat and we're full of chit, and we think you'll get lots of
urgent pressure on the inner wall of your bladder.
Oh, good night.
We're about to get Pinion's Playhouse on the air.
Hang on a second. Stop the music.
Why you put lipstick on?
Because my lips are dry.
Maybe she did something during the break.
My lips
took
are
her
dry.
Lipstick off, or lipstick off.
Deal with it.
What would you be doing during the break that would remove your lipstick?
I'm not telling.
Yeah. Wow. It's radio.
You don't Jim Compton might be in the kitchen.
You don't need lipstick. It's radio.
Jim Compton's
I
a married
need it.
Man.
It's not about where I work.
I have to do a ring check.
Call Jim Compton's wife. Tell her when he gets home, give him the oatmeal test.
Okay.
Okay. Start the music. Welcome to the Playhouse. This the May 4th edition, brought to you by Ballast Dental Care, where I've been going for 32 years, and I'm going to invite you to go, and we're going to tell you all about Dr. Obi-Wan Kenobi Watanabe and Dr. Peterson and Mary and Lisa and everybody working there. It's a wonderful place to go to the dentist. It's just one of those things you have to do. You have to go to the dentist. As long as you have to go, why not go somewhere fun and thorough and efficient and professional? That's who they are. Practically done the commercial already. Let's do a round of introductions.
Hey!
The control board, we have Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I'd like to say hi to the folks at Woods Basement Systems. You can call them for a free estimate at 1-800-203-8384. They make my presence possible, and hello to the chicks.
With fresh lipstick?
Yeah.
Karen Tail.
I'd like to say happy Teacher Appreciation Week to everybody, at least in our district. We're celebrating, so teachers, enjoy the week.
Free education.
Free education.
It's public school. Yeah.
Dan Strauss in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how are you?
I'm great. Hi, everybody.
He Behemoth in charge of security. Rat Boy is here.
Cheese.
Jerry Daly's here.
Cheese.
Bernice is in heaven.
You are so fine, Dan.
He's a conductor.
Wow. Look at that outfit.
He looks different today.
That's because he's wearing a green cap.
Whoa.
Well, that is it.
That threw me off, too. How about Bruce Linkrist and the Oh, boy.
Why don't we turn a little bit to our right and say hi to that good-looking blonde babe there?
Yeah. Hi.
She acted like she didn't know we were talking about good looking. She's good-looking. Not good-looking.
Yeah, do you know her?
No, but I will.
Yeah.
I will about 6:35.
I don't know.
That's when we get off, 6:35.
Yeah. What?
Why wait
you
so
heard
long?
You heard me.
Karen will be putting more lipstick on.
What? Karen will be putting more lipstick on?
I don't know. He said it. Come on, Karen.
About? I've already told you about everything I need to tell you about Ballast Dental Care. I'll reiterate, 32 years as a patient, and never once in 32 years have had any desire to go anywhere else.
The floss will be with you.
And you know what, right, doctor? I flossed this morning. I've been flossing for the last couple of days because I catch myself going 2 or 3 days without it. I give Karen this. She carries floss around everywhere.
Mm-hmm, I do.
She's got that dental floss with her. That's an important thing because then when you go to get your teeth cleaned, they don't have to do as much work. They don't have to scrape around as much if you've been flossing. So use that dental floss. I like the big wide ribbon floss with the peppermint in it. That's some good floss. So Ballast Dental Care is my recommendation if you want a new dentist and a new dental clinic for whatever reason. Yours died or quit or you got mad at them, or they're rude. They're not very friendly. They hurt you. Ballast Dental Care, corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads. All right, tonight's a big night. They spread it out just right. Pat O'Brien spills his guts to Dr. Phil at 7, 8 o'clock, American Idol, 9 o'clock, the big ABC expose, and in spite of all of the threatened lawsuits, they say, we're doing it anyway.
Yeah.
Because I think they probably have their own legal people that say there's not a thing in the world they can do about it.
And yeah, they've got that, apparently, that answering machine.
Did you see the Fox executive, though, that said, I can't believe that ABC is going to run this tabloid TV? That's all Fox runs.
Yeah. They do the same thing.
Yeah. And if she says what they say, she says on the on the tape.
Yeah. What do they say?
Yeah, what do they say?
She says, you better not get involved in this. You better not say that we were involved or something like that. Like she's trying to cover her
That'd be good.
Yeah,
that is good.
Yeah.
The only thing I would say is it really sort of does make, and Fox would do this too. They do it.
Right.
But it does make it look like kind of sour grapes on the part of ABC because Fox is the network that happens to have the hottest show.
Right.
So the network that jumps to tear them down, I don't know, it kind of makes ABC look a little bit trashy, weak,
petty.
Jealous, petty.
I think this is going to be in the end of that show, though.
You do?
Well, here's what will be the end of it. If this... And if that Scott wins, that's it.
But you know, and Terry, I hate to say this.
Then don't.
I hate to say this, but the serial killer looking Scott actually did pretty good.
He has a very
nice
voice.
Did pretty well.
But it's going to be crooked and stuff. But I went to that. I've been going to that. VoteForTheWorst.com.
Well, is Anthony on there now? Because I think
last night he was the worst.
He was horrible. Went to it today, and I've been going to it, and it was, what do they call it when there were so many people? They knocked down the entire system.
Oh, the server crashed?
The server crashed. I assume that's what happened because I went to it like 3 times today,
and
it did not come up. So apparently last night, a bunch of people went there.
This
so
is going to be fun.
Yeah.
All right. This guy in Fond du Lac, Wisconsin, I think has a great idea. And you wonder why nobody else thought of it. His name is Scott Matthew. And he said this idea came to him one night last year. He called for a pizza, but he changed his mind and told him he didn't want it when they told him it would take an hour to get it there because he figured, well, it'll be kind of cold and soggy by the time it gets here. So he went to bed hungry. But when he woke up, he says he got this idea. He now has a delivery van with the small oven He cooks the pizza on the way to your house.
Now we're talking.
He gets the call in the van, gets your address, and while he's headed there, he has an assistant, I guess. It takes about 15 minutes to cook the pizzas that have been refrigerated, pops them in the oven, and they're fresh right out of the oven when they get to your house. And he says, our pepperoni tastes like pepperoni.
Good for him.
That's a pretty good idea.
Somebody around town here should take this guy's idea.
Jump on it.
Well, how about your invention we talked about yesterday about the clean-smelling things?
My nose filters?
Yeah. Did you do anything about it?
On it yet.
You want to get busy? On that?
Yeah.
How about Collins Farrell trying to seduce a 70-year-old actor?
I've done that. Been there, done that.
Hello?
Dame Eileen Atkins says 29-year-old Colin Farrell spent more than 2 hours trying to seduce her. She was asked on a show, I guess, over in Britain called Loose Women about her sex life, and she said, I was doing a movie, and 3 weeks before my 70th birthday, this stunningly gorgeous big film star comes into my hotel room for sex with no strings attached. Ooh, no strings. She says,
is that what he said or she said?
She says she told him no for 2.5 hours.
Whoa.
She said, but
persistent.
The idea that he wanted her, she says, was bliss, and it made me sail through my 70th birthday without a care in the world, and it cheered me up. And her agent has confirmed that she was talking about Colin Farrell.
Wow.
I don't like that guy because I think he poses whenever he sees a camera around. He poses with a cigarette hanging out of his mouth, trying to look like James Dean.
Too cool. I'm too cool for you. In the unauthorized biography of Frank Sinatra, Jerry Lewis says that Frank Sinatra was a messenger for the mob.
Ooh.
I don't know that this is any revelation. He told the authors, Anthony Summers and Robin Swan, that Frank Sinatra narrowly escaped arrest when he went through customs in New York. He had a briefcase stuffed with $3.5 million in $50 bills. He was moving the money for the mob. According to Jerry Lewis, customs officers opened the case, but because of this deluge of fans trying to get to Frank Sinatra, they aborted the search. I don't know that I buy that. How do you abort the search because fans are mobbing Frank Sinatra? Why would that make you say, okay, we're so busy trying to control his fans, let's let this cash go through? But Jerry Lewis says it happened. Also reports that Columbia Pictures was pressured by the mob to give Frank Sinatra the part of Private Angelo Maggio in From Here to Eternity.
Where have I heard that before? Where have I heard that story before? And it was a movie.
And according to the book, one of the mob bosses called a key player at Columbia Pictures and said, quote, give Frank the role or I will have you killed.
Instead of putting a horse's head in your bed.
And Frank Sinatra went on to win an Oscar for that role in From Here to Eternity. All right, I don't like this idea at all, and this better not come to America. In Spain, they now have a washing machine that will not let the same person wash a load of clothes twice in a row. It is fingerprint recognition, and it is to make sure that husbands alternate and do the laundry with their wives. She can't do two loads of laundry because it has to recognize the alternate set of prints. This has to stop.
Really?
Shut your mouth and nice baby.
We can't let this happen. We've got to put... Next, it'll be a vacuum cleaner.
Yeah.
Fingerprint recognition. Holy mackerel.
Dishes, they'll start putting things on dishes and stuff.
The iron. If she touches the iron 2 days in a row.
Crazy talk.
This is ridiculous.
The broom.
All right. This next story is a legitimate news story, and I'm going to just warn you, it's not... it's a story, but it might make some people want to tune away. So if you start to hear something you don't like and want to tune away, come back in about 1 minute. There's a face moisturizer that has been introduced in Mexico that's made out of semen.
I love that stuff.
I do too.
The woman, the woman behind the company producing the face moisturizer is Lynn May, a porn star.
She's, is that a hair gel?
No, it's moisturizer. She swears that semen moisturizer is capable of erasing wrinkles and leaving the skin soft. Oh. She says, I select attractive young men and I pay them for their semen and I mix it with honey and oats to create
the honey and oats.
So
to create the moisture, maybe the oats are like
Terry,
abrasive.
I know where you're headed, and I know that it's going to be a little awkward to talk about the new service we offer. But let's just put it this way: we'll go down and get the oats and honey,
fresh.
And have that ready. And we can save you a lot of money because I think this probably is not inexpensive.
Yeah.
There's no, ladies, there's no reason to go paying that kind of money.
No.
It says right here, all you need is oats, honey, and the stuff, you know, other stuff.
Available in Westport Plaza.
And who knows how old it is by the time you get it
in
a package on the shelf.
Yeah, you want it fresh.
Oh, I thought you meant who knows how old theirs is.
The package. The
it
package.
It would be bad. Probably spoiled.
So that's all I'll say is it's a free service we're having to offer.
Free.
Mm-hmm.
Free is good.
We're happy. We're here for you.
Huh.
Oprah Winfrey has hired a dog psychiatrist for her black female Cocker Spaniel.
What the hell are you talking about?
Well, you heard me. Because she says her dog has some issues.
Oh, my gosh.
She has hired Cesar Milan, who is known as the dog whisperer.
The dog whisperer!
To help Sophie, her dog. I know, Goldie. You don't need a psychiatrist. She says that she refers to the dog as her daughter. Oprah says this is her daughter, Sophie. She says she has issues, and I think it's my fault, Oprah said. So she's bringing in a psychiatrist.
I remember my dad in 1954 saying, I wish we had a dog psychiatrist, but instead I think I'm going to take this dog out in the country and let it go. It was similar.
You had no alternative. Rosie Stapp, 32 years old, was in a meeting. Let's see, where was the meeting? Oh, she was in a meeting in New York, but she lives in London, West London. She's in a meeting in New York. When she left London for the meeting in New York, she told her boyfriend to give her one-year-old expressed milk in a bottle. The child had never had anything but breast milk.
What is expressed milk?
I just canned, processed formula.
Oh, so it's
formula.
Not breast milk.
What'd you say?
Expressed milk. Formula.
Oh, and well, if it's expressed breast milk.
It could be expressed milk in a bottle, breast milk that's been put in a container.
You're right.
Maybe that's it.
From a pump?
The child would not take the milk because it had only taken milk from the breast. So her boyfriend apparently calls New York from London and says Betsy will not, she won't take the milk. This woman leaves this meeting, buys a ticket, flies home to London and breastfeeds and gets on a plane and goes back to the rest of the meeting. She flew from New York back home to London, breastfed, and then came back
to if I suck on that?
New York.
Quite
she says, I have always believed it's important for a baby to be breastfed until 2 years of age. I had no choice but to go back. It was a horrible situation and the first time I had ever left Betsy.
Sounds like a classic English song DJ.
Yeah. Hold that thought. I'll be right back.
Oh, man.
That's amazing.
That is amazing. Ladies, why don't you get in here?
Ooh, that's nice.
A classic. Oldie but goodie. Salesman, a very successful salesman, stops in a bar, decides to have a cold beer. He sits down at the bar, tells the bartender, give me the coldest beer you have, and a good, cold, frosty, frozen mug. The bartender sets it down in front of him. He takes a sip. He says, man, that tastes good. He says, you got anything to munch on here with this beer? And the bartender says, you bet. And he sets a little bowl of peanuts in front of him. The bartender looks out the window and apparently sees a buddy of his that he hasn't seen for a while. So he says to the salesman, he says, "Hey, pal," he says, "I'm the only one in here." He says, "You got your cold beer?" He says, "Do you mind if I step outside for a minute and say hi to a buddy I see out there?" He says, "You okay?" And the guy says, "Oh, yeah." He says, "I'm fine. I got my cold beer. I got the peanuts here." "You go ahead. I'll be fine." He says, "I'll only be a couple of minutes." So the bartender runs out the door. Now it's just the salesman sitting there all alone, enjoying a good cold beer, eating those peanuts. And all of a sudden, somebody says, "Hey, that's a nice shirt." And he looks around, and there's nobody in there. So he takes another sip of his beer, and he hears, "Those are great-looking shoes. I'll bet they're Italian." And he wheels around on the bar stool. There is nobody in there. There's nobody behind the bar. He continues to sip his beer, eat the peanuts, and this voice says, "That is one heck of an automobile you got parked out in front of the bar." And he wheels around as fast as he can. Nobody. There's nobody there. The bartender walks back in the bar, and the salesman says, "You know what? You're gonna think I'm crazy when I say this, but while you were outside and there was nobody in here, I swear I heard voices, a voice, and it said, 'Nice shirt and great looking shoes, and hey, that's a great automobile you got parked out front.' Am I going crazy?" The bartender says, "No, nah, those are the peanuts. They're complimentary."
If you're paying more than 4% on your mortgage, you're paying too much. Why not say yes to a new lower rate from American Equity Mortgage?
"I think it's time to refinance. Can you help me?"
Yes, American Equity Mortgage can help you get a new low rate today. Get loan approval in just hours and close as fast as 1 week.
"I don't remember what I'm paying. Is it worth the call?"
Yes, today's low rates make now the perfect time to call American Equity Mortgage at 314-878-9999. We can save you hundreds of dollars every month with perfect or less than perfect credit. If you're paying more than 4%, say yes.
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 To a new lower rate from American Equity Mortgage, and we'll say yes to you. Call 24 hours a day, 314-878-9999.
American Equity Mortgage. The future belongs to you.
American Equity Mortgage. Call anytime, 314-878-9999, or apply online at AmericanEquity.com.
Sims is located on Manchester Road, east of Brentwood Boulevard.
At Sims, we like being serious about clothing. Making the right first impression is serious business. To put it all together, at Sims, you'll find the lowest prices on an impressive collection of this season's suits, coats, slacks, blouses, dresses, and accessories, all designer and brand names in petite, missy, and women's sizes. For example, well-known designer $220 women's suits at Sims, $99. Made in Italy $400 wool and cashmere blend coats at Sims, $199. This is Marcy Sims. Seriously, if you're new to shopping Sims, some surprises await you, the educated consumer. Over 200 designer and brand names in this season's current styles, all at off price. Sims, where an educated consumer is our best customer.
Sims is located on Manchester Road, east of Brentwood Boulevard.
Neither Business Week nor its licensees are licensed financial advisors, registered investment advisors, or registered broker-dealers. Trading securities can involve high risk and the loss of any funds invested. What do thousands of successful investors know that you don't? Find out at a free Business Week investor education event coming to your area. You'll discover how everyday investors like you can learn how to take control of their lives and attain financial freedom. Let me emphasize that Business Week investor education is not just for financial experts. It's for anyone who would like to generate more income, increase their net worth, and master their financial destiny. Does that sound like you? If so, I urge you to attend this free event. Write down this number, 1-800-INVESTING. Call now and get a free gift when you attend. Call 1-800-INVESTING. 1-800-INVESTING.
It's spring and your lawn looked healthy and green. But below the surface, grubs could be munching toward your lawn's destruction. Don't wait until it's too late. Go to Lowe's and get Bayer Advanced Season-Long Grub Control today. It contains Merit, the number one choice of professionals. One application eliminates grubs all season long. Now at Lowe's, get Bayer Advanced Season-Long Grub Control at a new lower price. Your lawn will thank you.
Now you can get rid of lawn weeds plus crabgrass in one easy step with Bayer Advanced All-in-One Weed Killer. Brands like Max and 2X require two products and twice the work to get the same results. All-in-One leaves you more time to enjoy your lawn.
Hey, neighbor, beautiful lawn.
Thanks.
No weeds or crabgrass? What'd you use?
Bayer Advanced All-in-One Weed Killer. What'd you use?
Concrete.
Two types of weeds, one simple solution. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. In a blue bottle.
You won't find a new F-150 for less anywhere. Sunset Ford has launched an all-out assault to liquidate truck inventory. And with 300 F-Series and 100 Rangers, we can't waste time. Ford has increased rebates to $3,500, and we've reduced our prices $1,500 below all other dealers. Now at Sunset Ford, get a brand new F-150 with air from just $12,990. You heard right. A fully equipped F-150 from $12,990. Sunset Ford must reduce inventory immediately. The boss says get her done, regardless of profit. Now get a Ranger XLT fully equipped with air and unheard of $99.95. That's right, trucks are rolling at Sunset Ford with new F-150s from $12,990 or Ranger XLTs from $99.95. Both fully equipped with air only at Sunset Ford. But hurry, with prices this low, these trucks will sell fast.
Don't close the deal till Sunset Ford.
In South County and in Waterloo, Illinois, prices include all rebates and incentives. See dealer for details.
535 at the Big 550. Here's Paul Ford in the Golden Oak Landing Jetcopter 550. Where are you flying, Paul?
Right over 270, coming up on that gold tower there at Westport, Karen. And a big mess on southbound 270. Slow from Dorset Road through Ladue. Slows again 40 through Doherty Ferry. Eastbound 270 lined up west of 370 through McDonald and 170. An earlier accident east of McDonald has been cleared. On westbound 40, it's slow. Kings Highway to Hanley. Heavy pockets 270 through Mason Road as well. And on westbound 70, heavy going past the airport through Cypress. Then slow pockets from Sunbelt Road through Cave Springs. There is an accident, a head-on collision on 157, a couple miles south of 270 at Metro East. And the crews are working with that. There are some injuries involved. Downtown, things are sitting out at the Poplar Street Bridge. This report brought to you by RideFinders. If you're pumped about gas prices, pump money back into your pocket by carpooling to work using RideFinders' free ride matching service. Call RideFinders at 800-VIP-RIDE. That's 800-VIP-RIDE. Paul Ford at the KTRS Golden Oak Lending Jet Chopper.
Have you been fooled into calling a mortgage company about a 3 or 4% home loan only to find out it's not fixed for 30 years and you'd have to be a Rockefeller to qualify? This is Bob Ellman, president of Golden Oak Lending. When you call us, you'll never be deceived. We'll let you know where you stand regardless of your credit history, and we'll get you the lowest possible rate fixed without any out-of-pocket expense.
This is Steve Flowers, vice president of Golden Oak Lending. Bob's right. Don't be deceived. We can compute your individual credit score within 5 minutes and qualify you for your best possible rate.
We deal with hundreds of lenders nationwide, so if you thought you couldn't qualify for a lower rate, call us today at 314-567-GOLD. That's 567-G-O-L-D.
Get a lower payment, put money in your pocket, and pay off your credit cards. Call 314-567-G-O-L-D.
Golden Oak Lending, join my blue.
Apply online at goldenoaklending.com or call 567-G-O-L-D.
Amini's Home Rugs and Game Room has everything to transform your home into the ultimate living environment. So bring your dreams and save at the all-new Amini's Home Rugs and Game Room in Chesterfield Valley at Highway 40 in Boone's Crossing.
Hi, I'm Sherry. I'm a receptionist at Metro Imaging's Richmond Heights office. For comfort and convenience, visit Metro Imaging. Professional with a personal touch.
I'm a traveling man, made a lot of stops all over the world, and in every port I own the heart of it.
I don't believe we're going to have Mike Evans today. Wow.
Yeah!
If we did, he would have been brought to you by T.R. Hughes, trhughes.com on the website. We have to give them their due, even though he stiffed them and didn't show up today. He's on a plane to a station in Houston that he quite obviously finds more important in his schedule today than us. And all because they just flew him in first class round trip, and they're having some big shindig for him. That's all they did. And that causes him to put them before us. So, I guess to get his attention, we're going to have to fly him in. It's not going to happen. So that allows us to go to the phones and talk to you.
for the next 15 minutes or so. So let's open it up. 314-969-KTRS, toll free, 1-888-550-KTRS. Hello, Jackie.
Hi, Frank.
How are you?
Okay. I'm doing okay. I just kind of tell you a couple of things.
All right.
Okay. Well, I wrote down 1 through 20, a bunch of words and code numbers.
Words and code numbers.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Okay, you have five letters in your name. Your name is Frank. Uh-huh. It means beginning. Uh-huh. You're the beginning of the show.
Oh, okay.
And number four is ending, and the ending of the show, and it means I won't be persuaded to leave my show.
What means that?
Ending. That's after you're the beginning of the show, then the show ends. It's the ending, and it means I won't be persuaded.
Uh-huh.
Six letters, right?
Yeah, okay, and me and you are world support, sort of, and it's an expression. And also, the word natural.
Natural.
Yeah, it means hope in a hopeless world. Uh-huh. And eight means heavenly, means heavenly means one more reason, conversation.
Where do you get these meanings, Jackie?
I don't know. I just write them down.
So you see the number, and then you try to associate with that number.
You see a meaning or something other people don't see.
Right.
Wow.
I get it.
Where do you get that ability?
I don't know. I just do. Okay, like I said, okay. One more reason means conversation and heavenly. That means in heaven we have conversation, and it's one more reason to go to heaven.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I like that.
So you're the beginning of the show.
Uh-huh.
And four is I won't be persuaded, which is the ending of the show. You don't want the show to end.
Four.
You won't be persuaded.
I see.
Four is ended.
We'll always listen to your show.
Well, thank you, Jackie.
Okay, Frank.
All right.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Boy, she likes you.
Boy, I like Jackie.
She is so
fresh of breath air.
Did everybody get all that?
Yeah, sure.
What, fresh of breath air.
Four means ending.
Yeah.
And persuasion. I think she would go away with you,
Ian,
if you would ask.
Ian said she was a fresh of breath air.
That's what I think.
Is that what you said?
Yeah.
I think you meant to say that, did you?
Yeah.
Well, that's stupid. That sounds stupid, and it made you look stupid and sound stupid. So let's move on to our next caller.
You are so hot, Frank.
Hello, Dave. Thank you, Karen. Hello, Dave.
Yeah, hello. I got an idea for your new business venture, that facial cream.
Be careful.
No, I'll be careful. Right. I'm just thinking that, you know, you could kind of cut out the middleman and, you know, feed, you know, you and Terry or whoever wanted to do this, just a constant diet of honey nut nose Cheerios.
Oh,
and then, so you're good to go. You know?
Put the honey pre-mix and the oats into your system.
Yeah,
yeah, there you go.
Dave, this is a great
cut
idea.
Cut out the middleman.
Yeah, and I will, take a consulting fee on that.
Oh, I'm sure you will. That's a great idea, Dave.
All right,
thank you. Just before you provide the moisturizer, you
eat a bowl of cereal
with honey on it. Oats. Honey.
Well, honey nut Cheerios. That's what it is. Yeah. Honey and
you've never had those either, I guess.
No, I have had honey nut Cheerios.
You have?
Yeah.
Wow.
Those are good.
Couldn't you just have oatmeal with honey on it?
Sure you could.
Yeah.
Any combination of
ways,
just pre-mix.
Of oats and honey. That's a good idea. Hello, Robert.
Hello.
First
off, I'm AM and the PM.
That's good to know.
Hallelujah. And I wanted to give kind of a correction to something Karen said earlier.
Yeah.
All right.
Manchester Road was old Highway 66.
Mm-hmm.
It was Watson Road.
Mm-mm.
Both of them were.
Yeah.
No. Manchester was Highway 100, and it ends in Jeff City.
Well,
it becomes Highway 52.
Robert.
Karen's an idiot.
No, Karen's not an idiot. Watson Road came after the original...
Right.
Route 66. Watson Road followed Highway 66. Remember Coral Court's Motel?
Oh,
does she remember it? Are you kidding?
But this Manchester Road thing predates the Watson Road thing.
Right,
but
and the only discussion we had, Robert, was a road that courses out of St. Louis and does not cross a bridge.
Horses.
And it was old Manchester Road or old 66.
But Manchester Road starts at Shoto on King's Highway.
Okay.
And that's from my days as a courier.
Right.
But Highway 66 came across the river and went down, and Watson Road, later locally called Watson Road, but known as U.S. 66.
Right, that came later.
And went out that way. But it doesn't go up and meet Highway 100.
No, we're talking about... the years
Give it
of
up,
19.
Robert.
I'm telling you, Robert. I know 1926 to 1932. This is way before Watson Road.
Robert, you're on a suicide mission.
Yeah. So. Robert, Merle just called and said, "Hang it up again."
I'm sorry, Robert.
Yeah, you're butting your head against the wall.
Well, you know how it is. You let them think that they're right.
Well, now you're starting to get it.
And on this one, I am.
Now you're starting to get it, Robert. Thank you for the call.
Okay.
All right. Boy, you were right, Karen.
Yeah.
Thank you, Frank.
Let's go back to where you said it courses out of St. Louis. What kind of talk is that?
It's just talk.
It's talk nobody uses.
No.
I've never heard anybody say that road courses out of St. Louis.
Okay, what would you say? It goes
It leaves St. Louis.
Okay,
the road leaves St. Louis.
I just picked a different word.
Courses.
Oh, God.
Good
chooses
night.
To depart.
Up,
I'm
there
going to
go.
Course out of St. Louis over the Poplar Street Bridge.
I wish you would. Now, don't let the door hit you in the ass.
Yeah. I think I'll just course on down the road.
Yeah.
Hello, Roger.
Hi, Dang.
How are you?
Hey, Roger.
I'm coursing up to McDonald's.
Yeah.
As I get off work.
Sounds good.
What's
I
up?
Need problem solved.
Well, then you need us because we are.
The problem solvers.
What's the problem, Roger?
Uh-oh. Man, you got bigger problems than you know about.
His problem is the cell. Mm-hmm. Lack of cellular power where he is right now. So we go on to Jim. Hello, Jim.
Hey, Frank. I'm AM in the PM.
Thank you, Jim.
Hallelujah.
What's going on?
Hey, listen, I've missed your show for a while, but, man, I was listening, and you're cracking me up.
Okay.
Hey, can I tell you my most favorite joke in the whole world?
Sure you can. Will you let me stop you if I know it?
You bet.
All right, hang on.
Load the gun.
Go ahead.
All right. This guy is driving down, or this guy pulls up to a red light, and it's a nice summer day, and he's got his window rolled down, and this little boy rides up next to the car and on his tricycle. And the guy looks down, and the little kid's up grinning at him. He's got his front teeth missing. And the little kid looks at him and says, "Hey, mister, you want a drag?" And the guy says, "Ah, thanks, son, I don't think so, not today." And the light changes green, and the guy pulls away from the light, and he's driving about a half a block, and he looks in the rearview mirror and sees the little kid and sitting there, and he's thinking, cute kid, one to drag. And he turns and looks back ahead, and about that time, something streaks by him, and he's like, what in the world? And he looks, and there's about 50 feet in front of him. He sees a little kid on a tricycle pedaling like crazy.
Can I stop you?
Yeah.
Is it the suspender in the rearview mirror thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
No, thank you, Jim.
All
right.
See you later. Bye-bye.
I wanted to let him go a while.
Sure.
Yeah.
And come down hard on him. Hello, Tracy.
Hello, Frank. How are you?
Great, thank you. How are you?
Oh, I'm good. Hi, gang.
Tracy.
Hi, Tracy.
I'm AM in the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
I just wanted to call and tell you that I really, really hope, and this is for Karen.
Yes, Tracy.
That Scott goes tonight.
Oh, you know
he's
what?
He's got to go.
If it doesn't happen tonight, then I think we know what we're headed for.
I know.
This guy is going to win.
If I have been a... dedicated to this thing for since the day one.
I think the pretty black girl's going to go myself.
Oh, Von Zell?
Yeah. If she didn't do very good last
year. Yeah, but you know what, Tracy? I really thought Anthony, the blonde guy, did worse than Scott. It's killing me to say that, but...
I know. He did, he did sing on Broadway very good last night.
Yeah, he did.
I think we're
if
almost
you close
to
your
the
eyes
point.
And you don't believe it's really him, I guess that... He'll do okay, but he's
got to
go.
Right.
He's
We'll know tomorrow night.
Well, we will. Thank you, guys. Have a good day.
No, Dan, we won't know till tomorrow night if he goes or not.
No,
they vote tonight.
They vote tonight.
Tonight's the night.
Dan, you know, I was wrong. I'm sorry.
Oh, man.
I'm
don't
sorry.
Tell
I jumped
that.
On him, and I...
don't tell him that.
I'd put money on Scott staying tonight.
I do,
not
too.
Not leaving.
I think
I would never have... You know, it was only a week ago that I think I said I'd put $500 if this guy's gone. Now I'm going the other way. I put $500 down. He's going to win the whole thing. Because we passed the point of no return.
Right.
It's gone so far that you got to think something's up here.
For Scott him to not even be in the bottom three last week.
Scott is this year's Howdy Doody. Remember last year that guy, that little guy?
That redheaded
kid.
The redheaded kid that looked like Howdy Doody.
Yeah, and nobody. I mean, you watch national shows and you hear local shows and watch local shows. Everybody is making fun of the fat kid. You know, so it's obviously
unbelievable. Hello, Mark.
Yeah, how you guys doing?
We're doing
good.
Great.
I know you guys got your business venture that's coming up for the, I guess, the woman with the separatives.
Well, that's not our venture.
Siemens
well,
is just a very
small
part of it.
You guys are talking about starting your own company, and I know the perfect name for it.
Oh, careful.
Be careful.
Oh, I am. I'm careful.
All right.
The exterior Bukkake Botox System. Thank you!
I've heard that term before, that Bukkake.
Yeah, I have too, and I don't know what it is. It would be funnier
if
you knew
what
it was.
I'll tell you guys about a minute or two.
You can't tell us now.
No. We're in uncharted waters. I don't know exactly.
We're not hip enough to know the joke.
Hello, Ken.
Hi.
Hey. How are you?
Listen, up in the South City, mm-hmm. I was wondering if you got that note I sent you the other day with a couple of jokes on it.
Well, I get a lot of mail, a lot of jokes. What were they?
About the fire.
The fire, the
fire engine.
Yeah, I told that joke with a busload of out of work Kick FM DJs.
Oh, yeah,
yeah.
Okay.
That's a good joke.
And the other one was about the newlywed, the kid.
Give me a little more. Help me out here.
Oh, they asked him how many times he did last night.
Oh yeah. We did get that.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, Ken. Thank you.
Good program.
Thank you. That was the one. One. And mm-hmm. two, yeah. Okay. All right. Look at that time. We got a lot to do here. We got Jim Holder coming up. We have to talk about Argosy Casino Alton. I think I'm there now where I don't want to say the old name anymore. Argosy Casino Alton. From now till June 12th, you can join everybody who is registering to win a 2005 Mustang. I've decided a good color for Mustang, the new Mustang, mm-hmm. is Candy Apple Red.
Red. I agree.
I've seen several Mustangs in Candy Apple mm-hmm. Red. It doesn't work with just every car, but it works with that car. And it's even a finer automobile when it's in your driveway and you didn't pay for it and you won it from Argosy Casino Alton. It could happen. You can register once a day, every day. You activate your entries on Wednesdays and Sundays. And I guess by that it means if you go there, because they say you swipe your Argosy Preferred card and then you activate all your entries twice a week. If you don't have an Argosy Preferred card, you go to Guest Services. They'll be happy to give you one. Or they have promotions kiosks available with all the details on how you can win a Mustang. Now, Chuck Berry plays there in 2 days. I have to assume that's sold out. So I'm not going to sit here and tell you tickets are available. But in case somebody canceled or, you know, you may want to make a call just to see if you can squeeze in there. 1-800-711-GAME. And if you like seafood, don't forget, folks, tomorrow night, Thursday night, all-you-can-eat crab legs, and Friday night, the seafood buffet at the Captain's Table Buffet, Argosy Casino, Alton.
What's the difference between having your home for sale and having your home being sold? It's Realty Executives of St. Louis. Realty Executives is the real estate company named for its sales staff because their highly trained professionals are executives, not just agents. They know real estate, they know St. Louis, and most importantly, they know how to get your home sold fast, wherever you may live. Realty Executives International has offices all across the USA and has sold hundreds of thousands of homes. They're locally owned and operated by the Matuszek family. So you have over 70 years of combined local experience and local connections on your side. You want your home sold fast? Realty Executives of St. Louis understands that, and they can help. It's a philosophy that doesn't involve an agent just planting a for sale sign in your front yard. It is a philosophy of advising you how to prepare your home to sell, marketing your home, and guiding you through the paperwork to the end goal, selling your home. Hire the true professionals to help you sell your home in St. Louis. That's Realty Executives of St. Louis, 314-756-9100.
Hey, Bob, can you give me a hand with this couch?
Are you kidding? Not with my back. I can't lift much of anything these days. Moving that couch will put me out of commission for a week.
The agony of lower back pain is never pleasant. Imagine living with throbbing pain in your back that lasts hours or even days. If you're 18 to 65 years of age and currently suffering from lower back pain, you may be eligible to participate in a clinical research trial of an investigational medication for the relief of lower back pain. Qualified participants will receive all study-related care and investigational medication at no cost and may be compensated up to $600 for time and travel. For more information, call Radiant Research at 636-CALL-NOW. That's 636-CALL-NOW. If lower back pain is bothering you and preventing you from doing the things you want to do, call Radiant Research at 636-CALL-NOW. That's 636-CALL-NOW. Radiant Research, 636-CALL-NOW.
554 at the Big 550. Here's Paul Ford in the Golden Oak Lending Jetcopter 550. And what's going on, Paul?
Still slow traffic around town, Karen. On westbound 40, slow going east of Hampton through Hanley. Little sluggish from Ballast through the Mormon Temple on westbound 40. Then it thins out before you get to Mason Road. South 270, heavy going, paved all the way through Ladue and Doherty Ferry. Eastbound 270, slow traffic approaching Lindbergh through 170. And this traffic report is brought to you by Dairy Queen. Do something sweet for mom this year, like a DQ Mother's Day cake. Layers of delicious chocolate and vanilla soft serve, separated by rich fudge crunch. Do want a DQ something different. Paul Ford at the KTRS Golden Oak Lending Jet Chopper.
Thank you, Paul.
Thanks, Frank.
All right. Jim Holder is supposed to be here any moment, but he's not here yet. So let's kill a little time on the phone with Anchor. Is your name Anchor?
Yes, sir.
All right. Is that a real name?
It's a name that I go by.
All right. How are you, Anchor?
I'm doing real good, Michael. I tell you, I'm AM and the PM.
Thank you very much.
And you know how you plot out a course that you want to go on a map, or if you're on the water, and a lot of the older people used to say, stay the course.
Right. I've heard that.
Okay. Wendy was using it in the same way, but I thought, hello, Wendy. Wendy was saying it in the same way. It's
Wendy,
a course.
Wait, hold it. Wendy, what do you mean,
talking
Wendy?
About Karen?
You're talking
Who's
about Karen?
Karen, I mean.
Okay.
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 So she was still saying that she that's the course she's taking. It would be the same thing, wouldn't
no,
it?
No, she said it courses out of St. Louis.
It does.
Mm-hmm.
But I've never heard
it winds
that.
Out of St. Louis, and it's a path. Or on a map that you would follow, so you would stay the course.
Right, but our point is nobody
but
says
me.
That road
nobody
courses out of town. I've never in my life heard. I've heard stay the course, but I've never heard anybody say, "Yeah, that road courses out of St. Louis." I've never heard that used like
that. That doesn't mean it's incorrect.
I mean, do you hear that Anchor a lot? People say, "Yeah, it courses right through downtown."
No, I never heard it say course through downtown. But in defense of her. We used course a lot when we were out on the open waters.
Mm-hmm.
You're just trying to kiss butt, Anchor.
Yeah.
That's okay, Anchor.
Kiss Wendy's butt.
Thanks. Yeah.
I think the course you're interested in is the inter kind with Karen.
Hey,
oh,
right.
Oh, oh.
I don't think my wife would quite handle that.
Very funny.
Well, that's why you wouldn't tell her about it.
Well, that wouldn't work either. Gentlemen and lady, you have a super fine program there. I appreciate listening to you.
And who's the lady you're talking about?
Oh, you know what? That's you, I
Wendy.
No, his wife.
Yeah, that's you, Wendy. Okay, thank
okay.
you, Anchor.
Bye, Anchor.
Yeah, that was you, Wendy.
Okay.
Was talking about. All right, Jim Holder, we're going to assume is going to be here any minute, so that'll give me just enough time, about 1 minute, to remind everybody when the time comes, and it may be this week, and it may be 6 months from now or 2 years from now, but when the time comes, you decide you want to stay in your house, you don't want to move, but you really, really are fed up and tired of the dated kitchen and or bathroom or bathrooms, by now you should know who to call, because for 9 years we've told you that Callier and Thompson Kitchens and Baths is the place to call, and we never tell you what decision to make or who to go with, but we do ask that you give them a shot at remodeling your kitchen or bathrooms. This is a company that has gone from two small companies, the Callier Brothers and Thompson Price, to merging years ago to become one of the most successful kitchen and bathroom remodeling companies in the United States. And they are really well respected around the country, and they're asked to speak at seminars. They really do know how to do it right. So that's the other thing. If you want to do it right, and you want to not, you know, you don't want to overpay, but you're not looking for a $5,000 kitchen, because you're not going to get a complete remodel for that, then give them a call. Callier and Thompson Kitchens and Baths, three showrooms, South County, St. Charles County, and West County. Here he is, Jim Holder. Hello, Jim.
Frank, how are you doing? I am AM and the PM.
Doing great.
What do we got, about 2 or 3 days in a row now? No rain?
No, this is great.
This is terrific. What do you think about you? You have had motorcycles, Frank.
I've had 16 in
Helen
my life.
Winslow Jr. Going over the curb. Apparently,
yeah.
Had this big bike. Spent a lot of money for it down in Canton, Ohio, and I guess, you know, they're training the guy, but I don't know the best way to do it, Frank.
Best way to do what?
Ride, you know, learning to ride the bike if he hadn't. I, you know, he had other guys there. I can't imagine this young man so valuable to the Cleveland Browns would be out there just working by himself. Well, I guess there were three or four other guys.
And the mistake people make is they try to learn a bike on a big bike. You can't do
okay.
that. You have to learn on a small motorbike.
Yeah.
It was just too much.
You know what? He should have had you as his agent.
That's right.
He stands to lose a whole lot of money. And they're talking about now if in fact, you know, riding the motorcycle invalidated the contract, he may have to pay back the $4.4 million.
What a bummer. Bike ride. Holy cow, that would hurt.
Yeah. I haven't heard anybody mention that fact, but you know about cycles. Motorcycles, you learn on a small bike, and then you move your way up.
Right.
Cardinals are moving their way up, Frank. Their win tonight would put them 10 over 500. They lead Chicago and Milwaukee by 5. Going for the sweep at Cincinnati, Mulder 3-1. Boston is 1-2. Cincinnati's lost their last 6. Pujols looking to extend that hitting streak out to 15 games, 4-10 in this series. And tonight, Bob Lattenville joins Randy Carricker and Big John Hadley on the Mid-America Chevy Dealers Big Sports Show. And then Randy has his interview tonight with Brett Harrison.
From ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. The prosecution's wrapped up its case in the Michael Jackson child molestation trial. And live from the courthouse in Santa Maria, California, ABC's Alex Stone.
Chuck, prosecutors are done calling witnesses. Tomorrow morning, the judge will hear a motion by defense attorneys to have Jackson acquitted for not having enough evidence against him. Legal analyst Trent Copeland.
That is going to be the motion that's going to receive the most attention by this judge and by these litigants.
If the judge does not acquit Jackson, and he's not expected to, defense attorneys will begin calling their witnesses mid-morning. Chuck.
Live from the Jackson trial, ABC's Alex Stone. The convicted Oklahoma City bomber Terry Nichols claims in letters written from prison that the government is involved in a cover-up and that a third man, in addition to Nichols and Timothy McVeigh, had a hand in the plot. ABC's Pierre Thomas in Washington says the letters are to Kathy Saunders, who lost 2 grandchildren in the explosion.
Nichols told Saunders Roger Moore, an Arkansas gun collector, gave Timothy McVeigh explosives that were used in the 1995 bombing. Nichols claimed some of the explosives were recently discovered at his old home.
Saunders' reaction in Oklahoma City.
I don't think that it was thorough, and I don't think we've been given the truth to date.
Moore has stated he was not involved, he was investigated, and a former FBI official is skeptical of Nichols' claims. The plea bargain for Army Private Lindy England in the Iraqi prisoner abuse scandal at Abu Ghraib is thrown out by a military judge after England's boss and former boyfriend at the prison testified that her actions were legitimate and done at his orders. So the case starts over. On ABC's Nightline tonight, Ted Koppel talks with Gary Schroen, former CIA station chief in Pakistan. He led the first team of CIA operatives there after 9/11 to connect with the Northern Alliance. Schroen says he was ordered by Kofor Black, then CIA counterterrorism chief, to find and kill Osama bin Laden and his top lieutenants, and also told,
I want to see bin Laden's head in a box with dry ice delivered to me here so I can take it down and show the president.
You're listening to ABC News.
You may not have heard yet, but nitric oxide is one of the main factors in maintaining a healthy heart. I'm Dr. Farid Mirad, and I've spent my life researching the importance of nitric oxide. I've even been awarded the Nobel Prize. This work has led to a powerful nutritional supplement, Cardio Discovery. Cardio Discovery provides key nutrients to help your body produce nitric oxide. So take a step to a healthier heart with Cardio Discovery.
Pick up Cardio Discovery at Albertsons, Save-On, Osco, and other fine retailers. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Before you hit the waves, come in and save at the Sea-Doo Mega Splash Spring Event. Get great deals on Sea-Doo personal watercrafts like the Room for 3 RXT, the most powerful personal watercraft on the market. Get 2.9% financing for up to 72 months or low payments of $29 a month for 24 months. Don't miss out. Find a Sea-Doo dealer at Sea-Doo.com. Sea-Doo, leave everything else behind. Promotion ends 5/31/05. See dealer for complete offer details. Riders must be at least 16 years of age and taking a training course.
It is 6:03. I'm Brian Houseworth, KTRS News. Investigators now describing this morning's fatal fire in Granite City as suspicious.
Everything's not as it seemed here. So we have a squad of detectives working and crime scene here. So we're trying to cover all the bases.
The victim, a 32-year-old woman, found in the bedroom area of a small apartment built into a shed. Her name has not been released. That home is in the 700 block of 27th Street. The state fire marshal's office is investigating. A jury convicts 4 St. Louis area men of multiple charges in connection with the arson of 4 grocery stores and the attempted arson of 2 more businesses.
These arson cases
create huge safety problems and put other people's lives at risk, not only anyone who may be near the stores that they set on fire, but the firefighters that then have to come and put out that fire.
U.S. Attorney Jim Martin says their aim was to collect more than $3 million in insurance proceeds. The four will be sentenced in July. Students at Mount Olive Illinois High School are being checked with metal-detecting wands and having bags searched as they enter buildings today. KTRS's Brian Kelly reports the increased security comes after a threat last week that 26 people will be killed on May the 9th.
Classwork was a little delayed this morning because of the extra security, but Superintendent George Wilkerson says for the most part it seems to be a normal day at the high school. But Wilkerson admits students and parents are concerned.
Having two kids of my own in the district, I do have a very serious concern about this situation. But I think overall, looking at attendance numbers and everything, we've been doing pretty good.
Wilkerson says handwriting samples and the actual boys' restroom stall the threat was written on have been sent to state police investigators to help in their probe.
The House Education Committee Chair wants the Missouri legislature to pass a school foundation formula by the end of next week. Chesterfield Republican Jane Cunningham.
We are certainly committed to doing everything we can to have it done by the end of session and honoring the governor's request. We are working together with the governor on it, and all of us want to save money, and you sure save money by not going into special session if possible.
Senate already has passed its own version of the bill. The session ends a week from Friday. Missouri state revenue strong in April. OA predicting the state could hit the forecast needed to fund the budget for the fiscal year. Net revenues for the fiscal year so far up 3.9% compared to the previous year at $5.5 billion. Some news audio on KTRS, courtesy News Channel 5. The KTRS News Channel 5 Weather Plus forecast from Chief Meteorologist Cindy Pressler. Partly cloudy tonight, a low down to 48, and tomorrow partly sunny and a high of 73. It's 67. I'm Brian Helsworth, KTRS News, and it's 6:06. You're up to date. Our traffic report is sponsored by Midwest Bank Center. Paul Ford is in the Golden Oak Lending Jet Chopper 550. Paul?
Thanks, Brian. Things are sitting out pretty nicely downtown. It looks good at the Poplar Street Bridge. South 270, still slow going north of Olive through Ladue and Doherty Ferry. Eastbound 270, sitting out through Lindbergh and the Innerbelt. Westbound 70, heavy west of 370 now through Mid Rivers and 79. Westbound on 40, slow traffic, Hampton to Hanley, and it's a little heavy through Ballast at 270. Thins out by the time you get to Mason Road. And this traffic report is brought to you by the National Day of Prayer. Plans are being made all across America to unite in prayer. There's an urgency that spurs Americans on together in God's name and pray. Find an event in your community at nationaldayofprayer.org. Paul Ford of the KTRS Golden Oak Lending Jet Chopper.
Midwest Bank Center. We're committed to changing the way you feel about your banking experience. Midwest Bank Center, your neighborhood bank center. Member FDIC.
Have you seen the award-winning movie Million Dollar Baby? It's said the film was based on a true story from right here in Missouri. Tonight, Niels Ford's Vicki Newton takes you to the town where 9 years ago, two women squared off at a boxing ring. One of them almost died. Tonight at 10, these two women explain how after that night, their lives were never the same. Plus, hear what they think about the Hollywood movie that mirrors their own lives. Missouri's real Million Dollar Babies. Tonight at 10, only on News 4.
On Entertainment Tonight, Dr. Phil had the tough questions. Now, Pat O'Brien and his shocking answers. Plus, school teacher Mary Kay Letourneau, her pre-wedding day jitters.
Do you ever worry a younger woman will catch his eye?
And where we caught her husband-to-be in his last hours as a single man.
When you went out with other people, did you always compare them to Mary?
On Entertainment Tonight.
Tonight at 6:30 on KMOV Channel 4.
May is filled with special occasions that call for the perfect gift. Mother's Day, birthdays, weddings, showers, and anniversaries. Sure, you can buy mom a knick-knack or your parents that silver tray, but why not buy them something they can really use? A new gas or charcoal grill from Hearthside Grill and Fireplace. The gift of a grill lets those special people in your life know that you've gone above and beyond ordinary gift-giving. So the next time a special occasion comes your way, head to Hearthside Grill and Fireplace for the perfect gift. Hearthside carries the best top-of-the-line grills from such names as Broilmaster, Duquesne, Hollins, Napoleon, and Weber. At Hearthside, you can be sure the grill you buy is top quality, a superior value, and at a price that's sure to please. Hearthside also carries a wide variety of grilling accessories, barbecue sauces, rubs, and seasonings for beautiful gift baskets. In Belleville, one block east of the fairgrounds, or at the Wilkie Builders Mart in Shiloh.
Hearthside Grill and Fireplace, the heart of
find that perfect Mother's Day gift, L.E. Smith Jewelers and Gifts invites you to come shop for your special mom or special someone this Mother's Day. L.E. Smith, formerly Grandpa's Jewelry, has three St. Louis area stores, each with over 6,000 square feet of beautiful diamond rings, bracelets, earrings, charms, and watches. While you're here, shop L.E. Smith's giftware department for Precious Moments, Waterford, Swarovski, and more. Our no-pressure consultants will help you find the right piece of jewelry or giftware to fit every budget. Serving the St. Louis area for over 40 years, L.E. Smith offers the best prices and largest selection. They really do. So make mom happy and visit L.E. Smith Jewelers and Gifts in South County across from the JCPenney Catalog Store. In Collinsville at Highway 255 and Collinsville Road, or in Fairview Heights on Highway 159. To find that perfect Mother's Day gift, shop L.E. Smith Jewelers and Gifts.
Hello?
Hi, Janet. Barb. I have a little problem.
What's wrong?
Dad's Alzheimer's has really gotten worse. Tim and I think he's a danger to himself, but we are just not equipped to have someone with him all the time.
I understand that.
I know, with your mother. Got any advice?
Garden View Care Centers. Mom is a resident at the Garden View in O'Fallon.
How did you decide on that?
Well, we took a tour and liked what we heard and saw.
For instance?
First, we were assured that they have the staff needed for around-the-clock care. The state does a survey. They report that Garden View consistently has more nurses on duty per resident than any local nursing home.
And?
Garden View had the first activity-based dementia care program in the area. They've had a lot of experience in dementia, a lot more than some of the newer places moving in. Mom has really thrived there.
Take a tour today. See the area's only 10-hour-a-day, 7-day-a-week activity-based dementia care program in action at one of the three Garden View Care Centers. Call 636-537-3333.
Benadryl Allergy. If you're looking for effective allergy relief for your runny nose and sneezes, it's right under your nose. Benadryl, the histamine blocker.
We all work, we fix it for your peace of mind.
For foundation repairs and wet basement problems, call Woods.
The Big 550, KTRS St. Louis.
Rock and roll!
Celine Dion.
Yep. My favorite YouTube song. Man. Good.
Okay, here's another example of how we really aren't as diligent as we should be about who we let out of prison. This guy that got out on parole down in Chattanooga, Tennessee, after he fatally beat his former girlfriend with an iron skillet. So he served 5 years of a 15-year sentence for that beating in 1995. So they figure, well, okay, let's let him out after just five, put him on parole. Okay, they let him out, and now he has killed his wife, their infant son, and their 13-year-old daughter.
Oh, what a nice story.
So this was a guy that, good call.
Rehabilitated.
Good call. Yeah, oh yeah. He really was rehabilitated.
It almost seems like the family members of his wife and extended family could file a wrongful death lawsuit. Doesn't it? I mean, in any other circumstance, that could happen. Yeah.
We have the biggest hamburger in the United States now that has been offered. Now, it's interesting that if you watch TV, these fast food places, I think it all started, I won't mention the place, but with that what they call the $6.95 burger, and then there's like a double burger, a half pound, three-quarter pound, 1 pound, big burger. They keep getting bigger and bigger, and now in Pennsylvania, at Denny's Beer Barrel Pub, there is a new hamburger that weighs 15 pounds. It's called the Beer Barrel Belly Buster. Here's what it has. 10.5 pounds of ground beef, 25 slices of cheese, a head of lettuce, 3 whole tomatoes sliced, 2 whole onions sliced, 1.5 cups of mayonnaise, 1.5 cups of relish, 1.5 cups of ketchup, 1.5 cups of mustard, banana peppers,
and a bun.
Holy cow.
This is a hamburger.
Imagine the bun.
Well, I saw that thing on CNN. It's like the size of a large pizza.
Like almost. A catcher's mitt. Yeah. Yeah.
It'd be like eating 60 quarter pounders, right? Is it 15 pounds?
10 pounds of meat.
Well, yeah 60 yeah. quarter pounders. Wow.
And these people are pretty smart because they obviously knew if they built this thing, yeah. if you build it, they will come.
Yeah.
The media will come.
Oh,
and
sure.
Yeah, yeah.
It said it could feed a family of 10. And here's how this happened. They had offered, Denny's Beer Barrel Pub had offered a 6-pound burger with 5 pounds of toppings. And last February, a couple of months ago, a female college student became the first person to eat that burger within the 3-hour time limit.
Whoa.
She weighs 100 pounds.
Not anymore.
Impossible.
Her name is Kate Stelnick. She's from Princeton, New Jersey. She got a special certificate, a T-shirt, and some other prizes. And, of course, the establishment picked up the tab for the burger. 100 pounds.
That's incredible.
And she eats this thing.
Well, it's like that little Chinese or Japanese guy who eats
the hot dog.
Yeah.
So a month later, another diner introduced a 12.5-pound burger. They call it Zeus. And then this place, Denny's Beer Barrel Pub, says, all right, 12.5 pounds, let's do a 15-pound burger. Now, this past weekend, 4 different guys tried to eat this 15-pound burger. They couldn't get through it. They just said it's just too much. One guy said it's like trying to eat half a cow. Good description.
I've always heard that your stomach, or the average person's stomach, is the size of their fist. So try, picture 15 pounds of hamburger in there, no matter how far it stretches out. Oh,
just what would your body do if you ate 25 slices of cheese?
Oh.
Lock up.
Really? Yeah. Yeah. Mayonnaise.
Oh, man. You'd be in the bathroom for days.
All right. I know that I'm not the only person who's sort of technically out of it. Technology has run off and left me. All right. And here's an example of what I'm talking about. I saved this article on podcasting. All right. Podcasting is the new broadcasting format. It's in its early stages. And Peon, help me out here. The way I understand it is you download from your computer radio.
Right.
Radio programs, and you put them in your iPod.
Like if we were to cut the show up into segments and put it online, people could download it straight to their iPod.
Right.
And listen to it wherever.
All right. I'll read this and I'll get into this and I'll learn about it. No. Here's why that's not going to happen, because I can't even understand what they're trying to tell us to do. Here's what it says. It says, listeners access podcasts through content aggregators, such as PodcastingNet or iPodder.org. The aggregators allow listeners to subscribe to a syndication feed that will download shows to their music players or their computers each time they connect to the service. You use the same aggregator to register your own productions with various podcasting directories.
What?
Most podcasts employ audio, but the technology can transmit images, text files, and video clips. I'm out.
Yeah. What does an alligator have to do with it?
Aggregator.
No. No, my mom told me I was an aggregator when I was a little kid.
You still are.
That's funny, Dave. That's a good one.
Thanks a lot.
And then this story in the news. Dan will take, we'll get a couple of calls in here. I'll take your name, put them on the screen. This thing that's in the news now about down in Texas, this representative who's trying to do away with a lot of the cheerleading. I'll admit that there's some cheerleading that's suggestive. He says it's overtly sexually suggestive. Isn't all cheerleading sexually sexually suggestive? Is that's in the it's the person that's looking at it. What's sexually suggestive to somebody could be nothing to somebody else. Who's to say? Yeah, who's to say what is
but
suggestive?
I'm telling you, take it from a pervert. I've watched on like ESPN2, they have the high school cheerleading competitions.
Right.
And those gals wear such small little outfits. And the way they move their bodies isn't like they did when we were in high school.
It's not that. Go team!
Yeah,
it's not that. It's almost like pole dancing.
Right, exactly. Okay.
But cheerleaders have always worn short skirts and a tight top.
Yeah, but they didn't gyrate.
Cut it off
they
someplace.
Didn't bump and grind and gyrate. But here's what this guy says. He says that cheerleading is resulting in pregnancies. and the spreading of transmitted sexually transmitted diseases.
How do you validate that statement?
Well, that's almost like saying the girls are getting so worked up doing the routines that they run out and get pregnant. I don't get that part.
No.
At all. I would agree. Well, maybe a little too much bumping and grinding. All right. To run to the phones for a couple of minutes before we check in with Reggie. Hello, Lisa. How are you?
Hi.
Hello.
I was just flipping through the TV guide.
Uh-huh.
They will be rebroadcasting that Frontline program around 2 a.m. to 3.
Okay.
Tonight?
In case you wanted to tape it.
Hmm. Okay.
Yeah. I saw it last night. I was just staring at the TV. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah, you didn't want to watch it, but you couldn't stop watching it.
But you couldn't help it.
Exactly. All right, so 2 o'clock in the morning, if somebody can't stay up, they can set up to record it.
Right. From 2 to 3.
Okay, Lisa.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Goodbye. Hello, Chuck.
Hey, Frank.
Chuck.
Hey, yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
I hear you fine.
Hey, talking about that 15-pound burger and eating so much food,
mm-hmm.
I've seen on National Geographic that there's a tribe in Africa once a year. Contestants, male contestants of the tribe, try to sit around and drink as much cow's milk as they can for 3 months. And these guys literally laid and drank milk, laid around, drank milk. And at the end of the contest, whoever gained the most weight would win. Well, the problem with it is their stomachs would stretch out so much, they said it was a hazard that actually one of the guys in the contest had died because his stomach got so thin and bled to death.
Yeah.
It makes you wonder if this establishment, if someone actually did get the 15 pounds down, would they be liable if someone were to die?
See, I've never understood how they can get away with that. But the funny thing is, with all these hot dog eating contests, you never hear of anybody dying. And I'm really surprised. I'm surprised somebody hasn't choked to death or ruptured something or something.
You know what? I bet they could be sued because it's a matter of enticement. You know,
right.
You're drawing somebody in to try and hurt themselves.
Maybe they have them sign a waiver.
Yeah, I'm sure they do.
No,
at your own risk.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good point. It'll happen.
That'd be pretty fast for the establishment. Hey, if you eat our food and die, don't sue it.
That's right. Thank you, Chuck.
Right.
Bye-bye. I'm currently involved in a long-term contest for gaining weight.
Yeah, really?
I'm doing pretty well.
Wow.
Yeah.
How far is it go?
I'm still in the running.
Oh, you're ahead of schedule.
Oh, yeah, I'm ahead of the rest of the pack. You better. Hello, Jay.
Hello, Frank. How's it going?
Going great.
Hey, there's a pizza place in St. Louis that does the same thing. They got a 52-inch.
Kalania's. Because Kalania's used to do it.
Uh-huh.
No, it's on Big Ben. Pointers.
Pointers.
The Pointosaurus.
Pointersaurus?
That's the name. That's the name of a place?
Yep.
Pointersaurus.
Oh.
Okay.
Pointers is the name of the place, but I got a quick one for you, Frank. Warm up.
Okay, go.
How do you sell a deaf man a chicken?
How do you sell...
Hey, you want me a chicken?
That's stupid.
Well, it is stupid because a deaf man, no matter how loud you yell, he couldn't hear you.
Wouldn't make any difference.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. So. I don't think he knows the caliber of joke that we require.
You can read your lips.
Yeah, that we require on this show before you can tell a joke. All right, Reggie.
A lip-reading chicken. You're right, Pia.
Reggie's on the way. One day I ought to try to count the number of mortgage companies on the air now, on TV and radio. I bet there are 25 or 30 of them, easily 25 or 30. And you go back just a few years, and it was only one that you heard, and it was American Equity Mortgage. And then here came the imitators, the wannabes, the people who deliberately had phone numbers that they tried to make sound like 878-9999. Oh, 878-8888 or 889-9997-8 or 9 or whatever. It's not American Equity Mortgage. American Equity Mortgage is the one that's open evenings till 8 for your convenience. American Equity Mortgage, I think, was about the first in this town to tell you that even if you have less than perfect credit, come on, call us. They want to talk to you anyway, because if you've been told no by other people, they just want a chance to say yes. And they will work every angle they can. Even if your credit history is not that great, they'll try to find a way to get you approved for the loan that you need at American Equity Mortgage. So give them a chance to say yes to you. It all starts with that call. 314-878-9999. If you're a homeowner, you will have equity in that house. If you own a home, you probably have some equity in it. That's your ticket. That's what gives you the advantage over other people in getting a loan at a really great rate from American Equity Mortgage.
Well, Saturday night at 8 o'clock, I know where I'm gonna go.
Do, 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 do.
I'm gonna pick my baby up.
I actually prefer not to go on Saturday night at 8 o'clock, but the Sunday afternoon about 1 o'clock. There are never any people there, and you pick any seat in the house. And Reggie's going to tell us what to go see or what to avoid. He's brought to you by Metro Lighting and their 6 stores and their website, which is MetroLightingCenters.com. Reggie, how are you?
I'm doing great, Frank. How you doing?
I'm doing great, too. Well, big night tonight on TV, and I guess...
What's on TV?
Well, heck, American Idol results, and then the scathing ABC documentary, and then Pat O'Brien with Dr. Phil. It's just a big, big night. But you're not
here. I never see TV, that's why I wondered.
Because you're a movie guy, and you're going to prove it right now.
Right. I have a movie for you called Cinderella Man.
Cinderella Man.
Oh, with
this movie stars...
Russell Crowe, right?
Russell Crowe. Renee Zellweger.
What? Yeah. No, you got it right. Zellweger.
Yeah. And Paul Giamatti.
Yeah.
This movie is the story of James J. Braddock.
Oh, boxer.
Isn't this a Ron Howard film?
It's a Ron Howard film. And this movie is just so good. It's a shame.
Really?
This takes place in the Depression. It shows about, and it's a true story. It's a boxer who, he's just an average guy, but he was on welfare. He worked at the docks. He was fighting. He was considered a good fighter. Then he started getting injured, but he kept fighting and didn't tell anybody he was injured. So he was losing, but he needed the money. So he was fighting with a broke hand, and he was fighting with broken ribs and stuff, but he needed the money. And he had his house and wife and 3 kids, and they turned off his electricity. He had to get subsistence and stuff. But then he got a second chance. He went to the promoters that he had helped make so much money in the past and went and begged them for $19 so he could get his electricity turned on.
Holy cow, this is sad.
And they gave him the money, but one of them, Paul Giamatti, gave him a chance to fight. And that's when all the good things started happening to him. Parts of it are sad, but it's not a sad movie. It is really a movie of a tale of determination, a tale of second chances and perseverance. How the things you really want in life, you have to persevere and go after them regardless of what everybody tells you about you. And
wow.
If you don't believe in yourself, nobody else will.
This almost sounds like the life of the white squirrel.
Yeah.
it, you know, come to think of it, it really does.
Yeah. It's okay to be different. You can make it.
Sure.
It's okay to be down. You can get up.
Yeah.
It sounds good. How many ARDs?
Out of 4, I gave this 4.
Wow.
All right. Now, I think a lot of times people come in late and they go, ooh, 4. What's the name of the movie? It's called Cinderella Man. And
Cinderella Man.
Here they come, right here.
All right, Dan. All right, Dan. All right, Dan. All right, Dan.
Did you ever watch a movie called Watermelon Man with Godfrey Cambridge? Did you ever see that movie?
Yes, I did.
That's an old, old movie. You guys know this movie?
Yeah.
About a white guy who wakes up black. Is that right, if I remember?
Right.
He
starts off white and he wakes up black.
It was strange. And I don't remember what caused him to wake up black.
Well, see, that was the thing. They never explained that because you kept thinking he was going to turn white again, you know, but he never did.
Yeah.
You know who did that movie?
Who?
Melvin Van Peebles.
Hmm. I didn't know that.
Yeah, he was the one. That was his first movie. He came over from France, and that was his first movie that he did.
All right. 4 ARDs for Cinderella Man.
Yes.
All right, Dan.
All right, Dan.
Oh, I just needed to hear that voice.
All right, Dan. She's like the nasty, ugly stepsister in Cinderella. Yeah. Cinderella woman.
Thanks.
All right, Dan.
All right, Dan.
She could be mean like a Cinderella sister. She can be.
Yep.
All right, Dan.
All right, Dan.
Stop it!
You know, that reminds me of when Art Carney used to get on Jackie Gleason's nerves.
Yeah.
And finally, Gleason just couldn't take it anymore. He just lost it.
All right, Dan.
I have to thank the folks over at Newbold Toyota BMW Scion for the last 5.5 years. My vehicle has come from a couple of leases back-to-back. I lease because it works out better that way for me. And what great service. I mean, I've never, ever had any complaints about the service over there, about the staff over there, the salespeople or the service people. It really is an easy place to buy a vehicle. And I say that because a lot of people look at buying a car or SUV or whatever is a hassle. They dread it. They don't want to do it. I don't know that I understand that because I've never looked at it that way or been. Have fun with it. Heck, it's a new car. It ought to be exciting, and they know that. They want to make it as exciting as it should be for you. So whether it's a Toyota, and you convertible people, check that Solera, that Toyota Solera out. That's a beautiful convertible. You know, if you can't afford that Lexus convertible, but you want that same kind of look and quality from basically the same people, Toyota, look at the Solera. They'll be happy to let you look at, sit in, drive around in whatever you want to see. Toyota, BMW, Scion, and Newbold in O'Fallon, Illinois. All right. It's been a pleasure serving you. We're going to go out and play in the sun, and we'll be back here tomorrow right after 3 o'clock. Till then, have a great Wednesday evening, everybody.
You got a friend in me.